This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He's a convicted child molester, yet Jerry Sandusky insists...
I know, I did not do these alleged disgusting acts.
Well, today the ex-coach at the heart of the Penn State scandal will be sentenced. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live at outside the courthouse in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania.
Jerry Sandusky learns his fate here inside the Sutter County Courthouse as he awaits punishment after being convicted in June of 45 counts of abusing 10 boys over 15 years. And even his lawyers admit the once revered assistant Penn State football coach will likely die in prison, though Sandusky, who released a statement yesterday, says he'll appeal.
It will take more than our effort. Justice will have to be more than just a word. Fairness be more than just a dream.
And we expect some of Jerry Sandusky's victims will also speak today, Dave, before the judge hands down the sentence.
Jeff, Mitt Romney takes aim at President Obama's foreign policy.
Hope is not a strategy.
This as the president claims the Romney we saw in the debate fooled us.
What was being presented wasn't leadership. That's salesmanship.
But the Republicans' performance last week is helping him in the polls. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
A new nationwide survey of likely voters from the Pew Research Center shows a big swing towards Romney since the debate. 49-45 Romney. Now, a month ago, the Pew survey had President Obama leading by 8 points. Both candidates in Ohio today. The president at Ohio State University in Columbus, Romney near Akron. This is the final day for Buckeye State residents to register to vote in the November 6th general election, Dave.
Rich, an American scientist wins a high honor.
This year's Nobel Prize in Physics is about the interaction between light and matter.
And David Wineland, a researcher in Boulder, Colorado, has won it, sharing the prize with a French physicist. An oops at the UN. It now says it was wrong in 2009, declaring 1 billion people around the world were suffering from hunger, revising that to 870 million. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints move free.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face to face, you're more likely to see eye to eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Take all our Bryan Broadcasting stations everywhere on your mobile phone. Launch and load at RadioAguiland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make a ton of money flipping houses right here in College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple two-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. Hi, my name is Than Merrill, and I'm the star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the College Station area who want to learn how to consistently make a lot of money per deal in your spare time without using any of your own money. College Station is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you can learn how to make a lot of money flipping houses in your spare time.
Interested candidates can get 2 free tickets to the workshop by calling 1-800-378-7138. Seating is extremely limited, so call right now to get your 2 free tickets at 1-800-378-7138. That's 1-800-378-7138.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just out from the post office in College Station.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
For years, Suddenlink has provided you with quality internet service and phone service, and business owners, the same thing is true for you. One phone call to Suddenlink Business at 595-2413. Let Chad Cowan or one of his staff help you understand how you can save money. It's easy. You just switch over everything, and there's one easy monthly bill for you because you can bundle your internet and your phone service. Now, Suddenlink Business starts as low as $29.95, and that includes unlimited local and U.S. long-distance calling, plus calling features like call waiting, caller ID, three-way calling that you may not have now. And you get to keep the equipment you've already purchased, and the phone number remains the same. Now, you take that and you bundle it with high-speed internet for your business, and it's a great combination. You can visit Suddenlink's updated website that gives you online chat support at suddenlinkbusiness.com. So make the call today and find out how you could save up to 30% versus the phone company with Suddenlink Business Connections for your internet and for your phone service. Again, the number to call is 595-2413. 595-2413 for Suddenlink Business Solutions for you. You can start today.
WTW News Time is 6:07. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Authorities now know the identities of two women accused of stealing credit cards from employees of local retail stores. College Station police learned 20-year-old Christiana Egwu of Round Rock was arrested Sunday in Williamson County. And police have identified the second suspect as 23-year-old Kendra Deli of Austin. The pair were seen in store videos taking wallets while employees were distracted or busy with other customers. Once they had the cards, the women went to other businesses and made fraudulent charges. The Bryan woman who once operated the Rose Home for the Elderly and Disabled will stay in jail. Bill Oliver has that story.
47-year-old Rose Rodriguez pleaded guilty yesterday to perjury and selling homes that did not belong to her. Brazos County District Attorney-elect Jarvis Parsons says as part of a plea agreement, she was sentenced to 4 years in prison.
There was continued deception on her part from swindling, from lying to the justice system with the perjury count to try to get out of civil liability to basically selling houses that she didn't own. And so all of these people were built out of thousands and thousands of dollars and just kept getting arrested and kept committing new crimes and kept committing new crimes.
Parsons says how much time Rodriguez actually serves will be up to the state parole board. Once she's released, she's on 10 years probation, where among the conditions is paying restitution of more than $76,000. The criminal case is in addition to a civil lawsuit where Rodriguez and her husband were found responsible for the death of a patient. The State Court of Appeals in Waco last week upheld they were negligent, but struck down the original award of $750,000 and ordered the local court to rehear the penalty phase. A copy of the appeals court decisions on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Chamber of Commerce and WTAW have announced a pair of candidate forums next Monday night at the Hilton. You can ask questions of those running for state representative in districts 12 and 14, and the following Monday, the 22nd, those in the contested races for Bryan School Board and City Council will be at Briarcrest Country Club. A traffic stop south of downtown Bryan Friday morning led to searching a nearby home and the seizure of illegal drugs and cash.
They confiscated 75 grams of cocaine, a pound and a half of marijuana, and a currency of $4,546.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the street value of the cocaine was $7,500, and the marijuana value was estimated at $750. 48-year-old Jose Valencia Salida is in jail on those charges and a federal hold for illegal immigration. Thursday night's College Station City Council meeting includes consideration of the next step towards a creation of a multi-million dollar medical district. The Planning and Zoning Commission recently gave its unanimous support to designate the area generally along Rock Prairie Road from College Station Medical Center past the new Scott and White Hospital, then south along both sides of the freeway. Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says private investment over the next 15 to 20 years could total more than $400 million.
All things being equal, normally that would happen over 40, 50 years with all the taxpayers, all the ratepayers shouldering that burden, if you will. We think with the use of some financing tools that have been used elsewhere in the state, we can accelerate the delivery of that and perhaps place more of that responsibility on the development activities occurring in this area, so that as development takes place, it is in effect paying for more of the infrastructure that it's benefiting from than we would otherwise be able to do.
Cowell says property owners will be paying back much of the $60 million the city will invest in infrastructure, including streets and utility lines. And tonight is the annual Candlelight Vigil hosted by the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence.
This year, we do have a male survivor who's going to speak about what it was like to grow up in a house like that and how he broke that cycle and became a wonderful, loving family man and raised his children in a home that knows no violence. So we're really excited to spotlight that cycle and how you can break it.
Coalition spokeswoman Beth Milam says counselors and other supporters will also be on hand during tonight's program, which starts at 7 in downtown Bryan at the Brazos County Administration Building. WTOW News Time is 6:11. It's 58 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Clouds this morning should give way to some breaks of sunshine. The winds will pick up during the day. Temperatures will climb to about 80 to 85. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 65. Clouds during the day tomorrow. There could be an isolated shower. Highs tomorrow, 80 to 85. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Partial sun develops during the day on Thursday. The highs on Thursday, around 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports coming up a little bit later on this morning. The SEC loves to give Aggies stuff, so we got more stuff from the SEC. Did the Texans remain unbeaten? You can find that out here in just a little bit. And a couple of MLB playoff games. Oh, and I've got a follow-up about Royce White. If you'll remember, he was the guy that was drafted first for the Houston Rockets who doesn't like to fly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, we got talking about buses and stuff, I think, right?
Yep.
Yep. Trains and automobiles.
Planes, trains, and not planes, yeah, but we're going to do something else.
So that's it. So anyway, and then we got this guy, what, in about 45 minutes, who's going to dive out of the airplane?
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
Reach the speed. It's not an airplane. It's a hot air balloon.
That's goofy.
Oh, I love it.
Well, this morning we're going to talk about old Bill Ellinger. He runs that funeral home out there on Highway 81 in Loganville, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Be called the Ellenberg Funeral Home. Amazing. You know, you could, and you, because if you called it like Billy's Funeral Home, you know, you ever think about that?
Maybe it's the only one, Scott.
Well, it could
Thank you. We're glad you're dead. But bing, 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 bing.
Well, I mean, you know, there has to be, the name has to signify some sort of trust, because, I mean, would you put your money in Frank and Lonnie's bank? You know what I'm saying? You know, you need to have those names. Who's your stock trader?
Bubba.
Bubba Shade Tree stock
Hey, I
place.
Actually know someone named Bubba now.
Well, that's okay. Bubba's around. Yeah, Bubba's, but, you know, is Bubba your stockbroker? You know, it's just... So anyway, they call it the Ellenberg Funeral Home out there on Highway 81.
Aight.
Okay. Got his license suspended. There at the funeral home got shut down.
Because?
Well, he couldn't get the body through the door. So he apparently dismembered it.
Oh my gosh.
We just take a little off the side now.
Take a little off the side. Well, I didn't mention that the body weighed 800 pounds.
Great.
Oh, man.
Googly moogly.
So let's, you know, I think we ought to probably start there, that there is some contributory situations here.
You think?
Not only is it against the law to do that, but you need permission from the family, which
what,
I could
to be 800 pounds?
Understand.
It's against the law.
Well, no.
I know.
Yeah, but, and again, Bill didn't ask the family about that. Apparently a jilted lover from a rocky relationship notified police about the dismembering.
Well, or was he bloated? These things happen. No,
but bloat is air, and air doesn't weigh a great deal. If we're talking 800
pounds,
just
deflate him and not dismember him.
Well, technically, fat doesn't weigh a great deal.
Yeah, but this one weighed about 800 pounds worth of something. That's for sure. Well.
Information.
So, yeah, is Bill standing there? He's got his hand on his hip. He's going, well, I don't know. I guess we're going to have to take it, like you say, take a little off the sides here.
Oh, that is so macabre.
Hey, somebody bring me that belt sander. Yeah. We can fix this right quick.
Oh, yeah. My thought is it's easier to cut the door frame because you can build that back in.
Sure.
Oh,
where do you find this nasty stuff?
Messy, isn't it?
Just yeah,
messy.
It is.
Wow.
Howdy, Aggieland. You've chosen the best university for your mind. Now you need to choose the best health club for your body. Aerofit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 10 years. Here are just a few of the reasons Aerofit has been voted best health club. Aerofit has 4 locations to better serve you. Aerofit now has 2 express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. Aerofit offers you full service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for the kids. Aerofit has the best personal training staff. Aerofit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. Aerofit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? And Aerofit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and request more information on all of Aerofit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Hey, good morning. Almost 6:18, News Talk 1620, WTAW, and this being the 9th of October, you know, certain days. Today is Submarine Sandwich Day, and, you know, they're called different things in different parts of the
country. I love submarine sandwiches.
They call them Subway sandwiches kind of around here, and there happens to be, obviously, a company that does that, too. Today is Leif Erikson Day.
Like the explorer, or
yeah,
the actor.
Yeah, which is pretty much in your face.
That would be Leif Garrett.
Yeah.
No, there is a Leif Erikson who's an actor.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is probably an answer to Christopher Columbus yesterday. They decided they would actually maybe they'd name a day for the guy who actually came to the North American continent, oh, I don't know what, 300 years before Christopher Columbus.
So does that mean today is Viking Tuesday?
Yeah,
you could eat with our hands?
Yeah, you could dress up like a Viking, wear your little helmet that has the horns on it and all that
Can
stuff.
Can I sing opera in the office?
No, you can in the office, yeah, but not here. And then, once again, 2 days that you probably don't want to combine. Today is Dessert Day, which sounds pretty nice, but it's also Moldy Cheese Day.
Ooh.
And I can't really think of a dessert that would include moldy cheese.
Bad I'll bet you there is
cheesecake
one.
Cheesecake that's gone bad.
Oh, well, I mean, there's some moldy cheese, obviously. You know, you think of blue cheese immediately, but I don't know that there's a dessert that necessarily would work with.
Mm.
But if there were, one of the birthday boys today would be able to figure it out. Okay, who we got for birthdays?
Birthdays, Brandon Routh.
Uh-huh.
The guy that tried to kill the Superman franchise.
Oh, of course, yeah, now that you say that.
He's 33. Zachary Ty Bryan.
I was one of the... What do you call it? Yeah, one of those kids from...
Home Improvement.
Yep.
He's the oldest kid, I think.
Okay. Steve Burns is 39.
Oh, okay.
Now, I didn't know who he was, but he was one of the original hosts of Blue's Clues.
Well, of course he was.
If you have a child, you know how nice that show
oh,
is.
Oh, Kevin.
PJ Harvey is 43, singer. Uh-huh. Guillermo del Toro, 48. He was the director of Hellboy.
Oh, of course.
I liked that movie. It was kind of cool. Yeah. Michael Farrar, the guy that played Eddie in the Cruisers, is 54 today. Eni Kamosi, here comes the hot stepper. I know that was one of your favorites.
You bet.
I played that song on the radio, so the reason I brought it up.
First time I've ever heard the name, but that's okay.
John O'Herlihy is 58.
That's Mr. Peterman.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Scott Bakula, Mr. Quantum Leap, is 58. Tony Shalhoub is 59.
That's a strange television show, Monk. Very strange.
I enjoyed it, though.
I did, too. I agree. Yeah.
Sharon Osbourne is 60.
All right.
Jackson Brown, who I think we talked about for a little bit yesterday, is 64.
There you go.
And that's all I got.
Oh, well, then the guy who would be able to maybe come up with a dessert that included blue cheese, Bobby Flay, he's 48 today.
Oh, cool.
TV chef. And then one of those things that's kind of weird, and that is that today is the birthday of John Lennon's son, Sean Ono Lennon. He's 37. But it also would have been John Lennon's birthday.
Born on the same day.
He was still alive. Five-ish Finkel, if you remember him from Picket Fences and Boston Public, he's 90 today. A guy I think is pretty funny, Robert Wool, 61.
Robert Wall's hilarious.
Yeah, Arliss, I guess, was the show that he had there for a while
did
on
HBO.
Did you
see the history special he did on HBO?
No, I didn't.
It's really interesting.
Well, okay, what was it called, you know?
It was basically him teaching honest history in classrooms.
Oh, yeah, that would be kind of fun to see.
And it was a little blue, but it was really entertaining and funny.
There you go. And a guy who played football for Baylor, he's from Houston, Hall of Famer Mike Singletary, and was a coach, and it didn't work out very well for him, as a matter of fact.
Did not.
Yeah, 54 today.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And here's the reason why you've got to be somewhat repetitive, is because nobody else in the media is saying it. Nobody else is challenging Obama on it. Now, this goes back to the 2007-2008 campaign. We didn't just do one show or make one comment one day about Jeremiah Wright, Bill Ayers, Bernadine Dorn, and it became a narrative. You got to lay a pretty deep foundation for it to begin to mean something. Now, I would argue there's probably very few people that don't know about that association. You cannot get it out in one day, one show, one week, one month, 1 3-month period even. It's got to be something that you're hammering over time.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's David Schulte talking about installation.
Most roofing problems start with the installation. So many people are focused on product and what kind of warranty they get with the product, but they don't ask about the installation procedure, the installation techniques, the installer himself, the experience of the company, and how they can back that up. They kind of stop at product and don't look at the whole roofing experience as a package.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Foul Digits, and The Sleep Station. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A warning about the economy. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The International Monetary Fund sounded a warning about the global economy. The IMF sees a growing risk of another worldwide recession just 3 years after the previous one ended. And the organization says a new downturn could be tougher to deal with than the last one. New regulations could be in the works after the meningitis outbreak that's been traced to contaminated steroids from the New England Compounding Center. The center is just one of thousands of pharmacies that repackage and recombine medications. The businesses are largely unregulated by the Food and Drug Administration. We've heard more than the usual number of marketing promotions tied to the presidential election this year. Pizza Hut will jump on board today, offering pizza for life to anyone who manages to ask President Obama or Governor Romney whether he prefers pepperoni or sausage pizza during next week's town hall debate. Stock market futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
IBM System X x86 servers and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Parts Plus Auto Parts stores and car care centers invite you to enter the Let's Go to Hawaii sweepstakes. You could win an all-expense-paid trip for two to Hawaii to participate in football All-Star Weekend festivities. There are hundreds of other fabulous prizes as well, and there will be winners at every Parts Plus location. Get details and enter at any participating Parts Plus parts store or car care center. If you want to win a Hawaiian vacation, and if you want the best parts and service for your car, not just parts, Parts Plus. Enter today.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's 6:26. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley's Recycling. Act locally, think globally. That's Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. High today, about 82 degrees. Winds out of the south, so decidedly different than we had for the last few days. 67 for our low temperature tonight. That will steadily climb up about 84, 85 over the next 3 days, and up close to 90 on Saturday is the way we're looking in lows each night. Right around upper 60s. And right now, we've got winds out of the southeast at 6, 80% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we have 60 degrees.
On Wednesday, October 24th, the Brazos Valley Small Business Development Center welcomes author, entrepreneur, and nationally syndicated columnist Rhonda Abrams. Abrams, widely recognized as one of the nation's foremost experts on small business and entrepreneurship, presents What's New in Marketing from 9 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Bryan. Find out about Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and more. That's this Wednesday, October 24th at the Best Western Hotel in Bryan. Tickets are $40. Register online at bvsbdc.org or call 260-5222.
In 1859, the sun sent solar plasma balls to Earth and it wreaked havoc. What if it happened again? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
The sun is seemingly a constant in our lives, but on closer examination, it's really anything but. In fact,
the sun is good for us, the sun is bad for us. The sun sustains us, the sun destroys us.
Lawrence Joseph, author of the book Solar Cataclysm.
Everybody has become aware of the possibility of getting skin cancer from the sun. We also get, conversely, doses of vitamin D that is of a higher quality than can be obtained by supplements or drinking vitamin D, added milk, for example. So we become unhealthy from too much exposure to the sun. We become healthy from exposure to the sun.
Lawrence says there's an 11-year cycle to the sun.
Called the solar climax. We're just about to enter it. And during that time, solar storms have been shown to particularly affect some people's reasoning ability. It's as though the electromagnetic nature of the brain is disturbed by the electromagnetic radiation coming from the sun.
Because the sun is entering this active cycle, there's concern that a solar event could occur similar to the Carrington event of 1859, when solar plasma balls came to Earth.
The telegraph system, which was the closest thing we had to global communications at the time, caught fire in many places. Ships were thrown off course. If a fireball of that magnitude were to hit today, we would likely be without electricity for months or years. That's not just me talking. That's the National Academy of Sciences in a landmark report issued in 2008.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
The Gulf Coast Gun Show is coming to Aggieland Saturday, October 13th and Sunday, October 14th at the Brazos Valley VFW on 2818. Be there from 9 to 5 Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday with guns, knives, ammo, coins, gold, silver, jewelry, and more. It's fun for the entire family. For more information, call 254-485-2770. That's 254-485-2770. The Gulf Coast Gun Show, Saturday, October 13th and Sunday, October 14th at the Brazos Valley VFW on 2818. Be there from 9 to 5 Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday. It's the Gulf Coast Gun Show.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A year and a half in the making, a proposed College Station Medical District is on Thursday's City Council agenda. Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says while the district is anchored by College Station Medical Center and the new Scott and White Hospital, much more is planned.
An area that is built around those two core anchors of the hospitals, but allow an opportunity for folks to live, work, recreate, visit in an environment centered around health and wellness, but also kind of creating a unique character and sense of place that we don't find elsewhere in the community. Taking advantage of some of the natural open areas that we have and being able to reach recreation facilities up into these development areas.
The district is generally located along Rock Prairie Road from east of the new Scott and White Hospital to west of College Station Medical Center, then south along both sides of the freeway. Cal says private investment over the next 15 to 20 years can total more than $400 million, and he says property owners will be paying back much of the $60 million the city will invest in infrastructure, including streets and utility lines. A state investigation involving drug trafficking in and out of a home south of downtown Bryan has led to one arrest. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a traffic stop near Sims and Finfeather Friday morning led to getting a search warrant for the Jose Valencia Salida home at 30th and Sims.
As far as the marijuana, that's going to be about $750 street value in this area. And as far as the cocaine, probably somewhere around $7,500.
In addition to the local charges, Salida is jailed for federal authorities accused of illegal immigration. There's been one arrested and one is at large in a recent string of credit card thefts from employees at College Station retail stores. Authorities announced they're looking for 23-year-old Kendra Deli of Austin, while 20-year-old Christiana Egwu of Round Rock was arrested in Williamson County on Sunday. Their pictures, taken from store video, are on our website at WTAW.com. The women are accused of taking wallets belonging to store employees, then going to neighboring businesses and racking up purchases with the stolen credit cards. A Bryan couple who lost a civil lawsuit over the operation of their unlicensed care home has won a partial appeal of their case. Bill Oliver has details.
The state appeals court in Waco upheld the owners of the Rose home, Rose and Carlos Rodriguez, were negligent in the care of a patient who died. But the appeals court ruled there was insufficient evidence to support a damage award of $750,000 and ordered a new trial to determine that phase of the lawsuit. On the WTAW.com website, you can read the 12-page ruling. Meantime, Rose Rodriguez will stay in jail after she entered a plea agreement yesterday where she admitted to 10 felony crimes. Brazos County District Attorney-elect Jarvis Parsons says punishment includes up to 4 years in prison, then serving 10 years of probation.
Our position was that prison time is appropriate, and we're trying to find a good balance between getting the chance to pay back the restitution. But even when you are paying back restitution, the fact that a person is a thief doesn't mean that they should get away with their crime. So when you have this amount of deception and this amount of continued criminal conduct, there has to be something that's punitive and something that is restorative for the victims. And so that's what we're trying to accomplish.
Rodriguez was also ordered to pay restitution of more than $76,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW and the Chamber of Commerce have announced a pair of forums featuring candidates in the upcoming election. Next Monday night, you can ask questions of those running for state representative in districts 12 and 14 and watch them in person at the Hilton. The Monday after that, the 22nd, a forum at Briarcrest Country Club. And the forum will feature those running in the contested races for Bryan City Council and School Board. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Beth Milam with the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence says tonight is the annual Candlelight Vigil.
We often find it's a really wonderful outlet for those who have been victims in the past or are currently going through domestic violence in their life or a loved one is, and they find a certain measure of healing from it. And we provide counselors there that evening in case there's somebody they want to talk to or if they want to schedule some kind of counseling for a little bit further down the road.
For the first time, the speakers include a male survivor who grew up in a violent home but had broken the cycle as an adult. Tonight's program is in downtown Bryan at the Brazos County Administration Building starting at 7. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 58 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Over the last few years, the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of guys lose stubborn fat, build lean muscle, and increase youthful stamina. Despite the success, our scientists remain hard at work pursuing the supplement industry's next great youth energy and weight loss enhancer. After much research, we're excited to announce the release of our newest, most potent Charger Pack yet, the Charger Test Pack. Featuring a brand new testosterone-infused formula, the new Charger Test Pack is supercharged to offer men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Increase energy and stamina, increase muscle tone and get lean, increase testosterone and libido with the new Charger Test Pack, available only at Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at moorefeed.com.
Cloudy start, but some sun should develop as the day goes on. It'll become breezy. Highs today somewhere between 80 and 85. partly to mostly cloudy across the region overnight, 65. Lots of clouds for tomorrow. There could be a stray shower during the day, highs 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, more clouds, 65 to 70. During Thursday, it'll become partly sunny. Highs will be up around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up in about 12 minutes, find out if the Texans remained unbeaten. Major League playoffs were yesterday, and more SEC honors for the Aggs, all on the way.
So, yes, what are you chuckling about?
Oh, I just was wondering who all was involved with. I'm never sure how much we can actually talk about sports, but Kevin's teasers always make me really curious. But then I feel like I can't talk about them because sports is coming up.
Oh, it's like a spoiler thing then?
Yeah,
a spoiler alert?
I'm not sure.
No.
But every hour I get more and more curious.
I spend literally minutes and minutes writing those teasers.
So yeah, he does. Just he says, what in the world can we do that would create some sort of tension so that we could know what will be coming up in sports so that people will continue to listen. Right?
See, I didn't care before.
Nah.
But then after Kevin started
there
and
you
he
are.
Was doing all these teasers,
yeah.
Now all of a sudden I'm like, well, are the Texans uncontested?
Yes.
Are they uncontested?
Undefeated, yeah.
Undefeated?
Yeah.
Who
them
is?
Too?
They
who
were
is
definitely contested,
win the baseball?
Though.
That's right, sure.
I don't know.
On a silly side note, yesterday was the 666th Monday Night Football.
Uh-oh.
That's a little creepy.
Starring
yeah.
Tim Tebow.
Write
your own joke.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
I like Tim Tebow.
Really?
Write your own joke.
Wow.
There.
If he wasn't such a baby, I would date him.
What do you mean a baby?
He's just a little baby.
Why
he's like 22 or something.
Oh,
a
I see.
Baby.
Oh, I thought you meant the way he was acting.
No,
as
I mean
to his
he's
age.
No.
Okay, all right, I got you. All right,
just a little boy.
Cat doesn't want to be a cougar.
There you go.
That's true.
Yeah, right. The conservative blogosphere having quite a bit of fun yesterday with a very interesting story that was in the Sunday New York Times that delved into the president's less than stellar performance at the debate last week. Again, I think Al Gore got it.
It was the altitude, I'm telling
you. It was. It just had to be. So anyway, the upshot of the story is that the president's campaign aides were pretty much worried headed into the debate, and they knew, oh, really just the first few minutes in, it was not going to be a good night for their guy. A couple of reporters, Tripp Gabriel and Peter Baker, they'd be from the New York Times, wrote, quote, Mr. Obama does not like debates to begin with. Aides have long said he views them as media-driven gamesmanship. He did not do all that well in 2008, but benefited from John McCain's grumpy performances. Of course, he's an old guy, so you'd expect that. Mr. Obama made clear to advisors that he was not happy about debating Mr. Romney, who he views with disdain. It was something that he had to endure rather than an opportunity. So
that's what it looked like.
And it did. Yeah, that's true. Now, the other thing that this brings up is Chris Cizilla, who writes at the Washington Post, said that Obama might not be all that he is cracked up to be. Oh, we can't be saying that. That's the president of U.S. America.
He's not going to get to go to the press.
That's right.
Press
they're,
Christmas party.
They're not going to send him a card.
No punch bowl for him.
No, he'll get coal in his stocking, something like that. Now, the deal is that, you know, it's just McCain was a pretty bad debater anyway, so that just made Obama look stronger by comparison back in 08 when he, in fact, come up with a guy who could deliver bullet points the way that Romney did. It really made the president look bad.
So yes, it did.
That's what they're saying. So there's a new poll out, and it gives one guy more than the other guy.
Can I do the Limbaugh thing?
Yeah.
Tuttle up.
Yeah. Two-thirds of the registered voters think one guy won the debate, and then one-fifth think another guy did. Now, one guy got a favorable rating hit, 50% among registered voters for the first time, and voters think that one guy is the candidate of ideas by a 47-40% margin.
That's one guy, though,
yeah,
right?
That's one guy. And then one guy and another guy are tied as to who would be a strong leader, even though one guy had a 13-point lead on that question last month.
Wait, I'm a little bit confused. So, when you're talking about ideas,
yeah.
Is this good or bad thing? Is it ideas versus action, or
well, no,
is action implied with ideas?
Well, I think action is we're pretty much in a screwed up mess right now, so ideas would be something we'd like. That would pretty much be the chain that's trying to get us out of the ditch.
Now, that was for one guy, though, right?
Yeah, but it was one guy.
Okay.
And voters think that one guy is the candidate who's more moderate and honest and consistent than the other guy. So, there you are. It's letting you know. Now, in an email poll of over 3,000 active and reserve U.S. American troops conducted by the publication Military Times, it gives one guy a 66 to 26% lead over the other guy, which is a pretty big gap.
That is a big gap.
The paper also notes that the subscriber base is generally older and more senior in rank than your military population at large, but we'll see how that works out. So now CNN reports that that's our news today on surveys.
Yay! Yay.
Bobby Jindal and Chris Christie, that's the skinny guy and the bigger guy.
Is he a triathlete?
Who's that, Chris Christie?
No.
Every time you say the skinny guy and the bigger guy, I think of Laurel and Hardy.
Well, they don't. It's not that different.
No, it's really not.
Go ahead and dress them up that way. I don't know. Why would you think?
I don't know. One of them, it's Ryan that's a triathlete.
Yeah,
I'm
Ryan
sorry.
Yeah, Ryan's like a workout monster.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really is. But anyway, they have been named as head of the Republican Governors Association, just so you know. And the only reason I mention that is Mitt Romney had that job once, and Rick Perry had that job once, and they both ended up running for president. So just saying. Bobby Jindal's got to start looking older, though. I mean, he needs to get some gray hair.
You're right.
Because, I mean, again, it looks like he's got to go home and...
He's like movie star perfect.
Yeah, something like that. Pretty smart fellow. So the Washington Post has investigated over 6 dozen members of Congress who have recently sponsored or co-sponsored bills that help industries in which they have personal ties and to which they enjoy personal gain. For instance, there's the California lawmaker who secured tax breaks for racehorse owners, and then he purchased 7 racehorses himself after those new rules kicked in. Yeah. There'd be the Wyoming congresswoman who co-sponsored legislation to double the lifespan of federal grazing permits that ranchers like her husband rely on to feed cattle. And a Pennsylvania congressman co-sponsored a natural gas bill as ExxonMobil negotiated a deal that paid millions for his wife's share in 2 natural gas companies founded by great-granddaddy.
Sounding a whole lot like insider trading.
It does, doesn't it?
It's
something that I don't know that we like very much. The practice is both legal and permitted. Yes, let me repeat. The practice is both legal and permitted.
Now, they've talked about trying to change that, though, haven't
they? Well, they have, but Kevin, they're members of Congress.
Well, then but within reason, what if somebody, they pass something that they believe in, and then because they believe in it, what if it's not like a shiesty deal? What if, I'm not saying.
They're in Congress, they're all shiesty.
Yeah, I mean, right. Okay, we'll go ahead.
So you passed a law where it was about, like, I don't know, free dental care or something without any of the other implications there are to it. And then you would go and, okay, well, I'll go get my teeth cleaned.
Take advantage of that.
So
I understand, right.
I mean, where's the line that you draw?
Well, the line is that it is something that is generally not something that the average individual can take advantage of.
Ah.
Say, dental care, okay, that can be. But, you know, when you got grazing land or daddy's got him a couple of gas companies, you know, he if he's running them right, he ought to be doing okay. So why do you need to help out to sponsor some natural gas bill for ExxonMobil negotiating so that, you know, his wife can make millions more than they've already made?
More money, more problems.
Yeah, if it's not an equal opportunity situation. But again, this is a practice that is both legal and permitted in the ethics laws. The Washington Post says this allows lawmakers to take actions that benefit themselves or their families, except when they are the lone beneficiaries. In other words, other people can also rake in the cash, so it's okay for them to do that. What's interesting is not that the lawmakers weren't blind to the potential conflicts. They have ethics committee attorneys who they contact apparently thousands of times to find out about this.
So can I go make?
Is it okay if I do this? And in fact, what's interesting is that most of the communiques rarely seek to dissuade the legislators from their goals. Typically, they're just trying to find a way for them to be able to do it. They're not trying to block it. Well, Congressman, the way that you have it written is probably not the best way. If you were to possibly change this to this, there probably wouldn't be any ethics problem.
Really?
That makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Wow.
Yes, sir. All right, 648.
The holidays are approaching, so give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video preserve and transfer your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other versions you can share on Facebook or YouTube. 2Video is a local company, so your valuable films and photos will never be shipped out of town. You can find them online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 13th, learn about rooting roses. This class will teach you all the different ways to root roses, air layering, stalk cuttings, and tip cuttings, this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Fact is, many of us here in Texas live on flat prairie land. If there are any hills, they're generally gentle. Those of us who do have grade changes in our gardens are grateful for the relief that they bring visually, and the rest of us are trying to figure out ways we can copy the soothing feeling that hills and valleys bring to their surroundings. Building berms in our landscapes, that'll be the subject of our program today right after this message. It's my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar in production right now. This is our pre-production offer, and you need to contact us right away if you'd like to save 38% on the calendar that will tell you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. More than 10,000 words. That's a lot of information on when to do the important tasks in gardening in the Lone Star State. I save my best photos each year for the calendar. It makes a lovely publication. I will guarantee your satisfaction with it, or I'll refund every penny you pay. Now, here is the best way to save 38% on the calendar: by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. It's 26 years we've been publishing the magazine. Each has been designated as the best of its kind in America. The calendar, a full year of our magazine, all just $36.95, $3 postage on the calendar. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Berms enter the picture when we're on prairie land and we want a hill. That's the landscaper's term that refers to small hills, often man-made, that create a natural rise and fall to the garden. Unfortunately, in the hands and shovels of untrained gardeners, berms can be just the opposite, unsettling and unnatural. If you're interested in adding a berm or two to your landscape, I have some very important points to remember. First, you need to know what you're trying to accomplish with the berm. Is it an aesthetic thing, or do you need privacy? Are you trying to screen out road noise, or do you need to redirect rainfall runoff? The purpose of the berm will, to a very large degree, determine its placement, size, and configuration. As example, if runoff is your big issue, putting the berm where it would be most visually appealing probably won't make much sense if the periodic floods still penetrate your house. You should put it where you need it. By the same token, if headlights from oncoming traffic are your main reason for building the berm, there will be a certain minimum height below which it won't be effective. For most of us, however, berms are primarily aesthetic. We build and plant them because they look good. They also let us compartmentalize our landscapes into smaller parcels or outdoor rooms. Most of the comments that follow address the sorts of berms, the ones that have more form than function. That's the ones I enjoy the most. Berms usually look most natural if they sweep across the landscape in gentle curves rather than long straight lines. They should look like they occurred naturally, and that our houses just happen to be built alongside them. It may be easier to blend a berm into its surroundings if you actually dig down a few inches alongside it, rather than merely piling it on top of the existing earth. Those slightly sunken areas are called swales, and they have their purposes as well. You can use them, for example, to remove runoff rapidly to a nearby storm sewer or drainage ditch. You can use a flexible garden hose on a sunny day to lay out your new berm. Have someone stand at one end of the hose, then keep adjusting it until you have just the configuration you want. If you have existing weeds and grasses, especially Bermuda grass, apply a glyphosate herbicide. It won't contaminate the existing soil, so you'll be able to move on with your berm building as soon as the vegetation has turned completely brown, usually within about a week or two. Now, there are lots of things you need to think about with building berms, but keep them as natural as you can. I'm Neil Sperry. Glorious grays will be the subject of our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel won or shared the Southeast Conference Freshman of the Week award for the third time after rallying the Aggies for a comeback victory over Ole Miss last week with plays like this.
Got away from some pursuit right there. Now he's going to run with it at the 20. He's at the 15. Jukes a man down the sideline. He just went in for a touchdown.
Manziel shared this week's SEC freshman honors with linebacker Bernard Rick McKinney of Mississippi State. Turning now to Monday Night Football, Arian Foster ran for 152 yards and a touchdown.
Off to Foster left side, breaks the tackle at the 15, runs outside the numbers, the 10, comes to the near side, the 5, he's on the sideline and in for a touchdown, which was so easy, right up the left side, and the Texans have gone up here 13-7.
Texans remained unbeaten, and they knocked off the Jets for the first time in their history, 23-17 last night. Here's Coach Gary Kubiak after the win.
Very proud of our team. You know, tough to go on the road Monday night and get it done, and stood up and did it tonight.
After 5 weeks of the NFL season, only the Texans and the Atlanta Falcons are perfect. Now turning to Major League Baseball and the playoffs. Rookie Wee Yin Chin outpitched 40-year-old Andy Pettitte yesterday and got some help with the bats.
He goes to the right side, into right center field, a base hit. Wieters being waved around as the Orioles take a 3-1 lead as Mark Reynolds goes to the right side of the infield. A two-run advantage for the Orioles here in the sixth inning.
Yankees could only manage one more, and they ended up falling to the O's 3-2 last night. That knots up their AL Division Series at one game apiece. They travel to Yankee Stadium tomorrow. The Washington Nationals are heading home for their first postseason baseball game since 1933, and it's all tied up one game apiece with the Cardinals. The defending World Series champion Cardinals got home runs from Carlos Beltran, Alan Craig, and this guy.
Swing and a high fly ball, right center field, long run for Worth. He can't catch it. This is a goner. It's over the wall.
Daniel Descalso went deep. Cards won 12-4 yesterday and routed the Nats. Cincinnati Reds hope to pull things away with San Francisco as they finish their three-game series in the NL Division Series. And the Tigers may finish off Oakland this evening as they take a 2-0 series lead into Game 3 of the AL Division Series. Sad news, Alex Karras' condition has deteriorated. You may remember him from Webster. He was also a lineman for the Detroit Lions. Detroit Free News and Press report that he also has dementia and only has a couple days to live. And finally, one of the unusual stories we covered last week, Royce White is finally practicing with the Houston Rockets after skipping the first week of training camp because he has anxiety about flying. The 16th pick overall in the draft said Monday's first practice went, quote, as good as it could go. Houston coach Kevin McHale says he was noticeably behind in his conditioning and the knowledge of the Rockets' plays. That's a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Speaking with Ron Smith, owner of Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, this is Karistan Month.
You offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're an heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. Those rugs are built to last.
Hurry into Aggieland Carpet One for Karistan Month. Area rugs up to 50% off. Sale ends soon.
We're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Beautiful.
save the date. Saturday, November 10th is Royalty Pecans Pecan Harvest Festival. This is a free event, and you won't believe what Royalty Pecans has planned for you and your family. From food, drinks, games, giveaways, and pecan bake show, to hayrides, orchard tours, wine tasting, even a 5K run through the trees, and more. Saturday, November 10th at Royalty Pecans. It's their Pecan Harvest Festival. For more info or vendor and sponsorship opportunities, visit royaltypecans.com or call 979-272-3904.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off.
Today about 82. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10. Slowly, the temps will go up as we move on through the weekend into the weekend to near 90. Low temperature each night right around 70. Right now, 80% relative humidity, winds from the southeast at 6, and we've got 60 degrees. WTAW, College Station Bryan at 7 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He claims he's not the monster we think he is. Jerry Sandusky's victims will say otherwise, as the Penn State child molester faces sentencing this morning. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live outside the court in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania.
As many as six victims of Jerry Sandusky could speak here in court today, and we'll also hear from the ex-coach himself before the judge hands down his sentence. Defense attorney Colonel Rominger says his client is looking at a sentence of the rest of his life in jail, so maybe he should say what he wants. He expects a minimum of 30 years, given the charges, though he vows to appeal. The 68-year-old former coach was convicted in June of 45 counts of child sex abuse, and the fallout, Dave, still leaving a dark cloud hanging over Penn State University.
Jeff, another person who got a shot for back pain is dead in the meningitis outbreak in nine states. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
A Tennessee hospital claims a ninth person has died, and now more than 100 people nationwide are infected with fungal meningitis. Dr. Matthew Sims, director of infectious diseases at Beaumont Hospital in Michigan, says it's not contagious.
Even with the best treatments, this is a very difficult infection to treat.
The infected vials all originated from a Massachusetts company which has recalled the more than 17,000 vials distributed nationwide because officials are not sure how many vials were contaminated. Dave?
Courtney, nearly a month after the attack that killed four Americans, we're learning more about the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya.
The security personnel requested more personnel. Not only was that denied, but they'd reduced the number of people that we had on the ground. And when they asked for improvements to the physical facilities to protect the infrastructure, to protect the perimeter, those two were denied.
Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz, who just returned from Libya, the Obama administration vows to get to the bottom of what happened. It's the last day to register to vote in Ohio, so both President Obama and Mitt Romney will rally in that key state as Romney now takes a 4-point lead in the new Pew poll. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly, it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints move free.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
ABC Home and Commercial Services has been around for 60 years, and they've been taking care of pests. They get into places that you don't want them. Your home, maybe outbuildings on your property, just any place where it could be a problem. They're just a phone call away, 361-0500. Let ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of whatever that problem happens to be. like it's critters in your attic or crawling into crawl spaces, because you say with 60 years experience, ABC Home and Commercial Services knows how those pests get into your home or someplace that you don't want them. And weather extremes, whether it's real hot, real cold, real dry, real wet, causes them to get on the move and end up being places where you don't want them. And you don't want to find those critters there at some inopportune time. So give them a call right now. Let Bobby Jenkins and his group take care of whatever those problems might be. 361-0500. And again, commercial services also include the outdoors around your home or your business. If you want to keep the lawn, the grass, the flower beds, the shrubs, the trees looking good, they can do that for you as well. So give them a call at ABC Home and Commercial Services at 361-0500 or go to abchomeandcommercialservices.com. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
On your effort. Do you want to learn how to make a ton of money flipping houses right here in College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple two-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. Hi, my name is Than Merrill, and I'm the star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the College Station area who want to learn how to consistently make a lot of money per deal in your spare time without using any of your own money. College Station is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you can learn how to make a lot of money flipping houses in your spare time.
Interested candidates can get two free tickets to the workshop by calling 1-800-378-7138. Seating is extremely limited, so call right now to get your two free tickets at 1-800-378-7138. That's 1-800-378-7138.
The BCS Home Builders Association presents the 2012 Fall Parade of Homes on Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th. The parade, sponsored by BVS Construction Incorporated, offers home buying consumers the chance to personally visit with builders in their brand new homes throughout the area, discover new trends in home construction and design, and the latest in home products and appliances. Your Parade of Homes map can be found at bcsbuilders.org or in your local newspaper. Don't forget the Fall Parade of Homes, October 13th and 14th.
Business owner Aaron Collins for Comfort Keepers.
A Comfort Keeper is a caregiver that provides the kind of in-home care that you would receive from a family member, someone that treats their client with dignity and respect as though they were caring for a member of their own family. It's a great feeling to go to work and leave knowing that you've made a difference, you've changed a life, you've kept someone in their home, you've given someone back their independence and their freedom. You'll absolutely love your experience as a caregiver if that's the kind of heart you've got. Call us at our office at 979-764-3076. I'm Aaron Collins, and I'm a Comfort Keeper.
WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Authorities now know the identities of two women accused of stealing credit cards from employees of local retail stores. College Station police learned 20-year-old Christiana Egwu of Round Rock was arrested Sunday in Williamson County. And police have identified the second suspect as 23-year-old Kendra Deli of Austin. The pair were seen in store videos taking wallets while employees were distracted or busy with other customers. Once they had the cards, the women went to other businesses and made fraudulent charges. The Bryan woman who once operated the Rose Home for the Elderly and Disabled will stay in jail. Bill Oliver has that story.
47-year-old Rose Rodriguez pleaded guilty yesterday to perjury and selling homes that did not belong to her. Brazos County District Attorney-elect Jarvis Parsons says as part of a plea agreement, she was sentenced to 4 years in prison.
There was continued deception on her part, from swindling, from lying to the justice system with the perjury count to try to get out of civil liability to basically selling houses that she didn't own. And so all of these people were built out of thousands and thousands of dollars and just kept getting arrested and kept committing new crimes and kept committing new crimes.
Parsons says how much time Rodriguez actually serves will be up to the state parole board. Once she's released, she's on 10 years probation, where among the conditions is paying restitution of more than $76,000. The criminal case is in addition to a civil lawsuit where Rodriguez and her husband were found responsible for the death of a patient. The State Court of Appeals in Waco last week upheld they were negligent, but struck down the original award of $750,000 and ordered the local court to rehear the penalty phase. a copy of the appeals court decisions on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Chamber of Commerce and WTAW have announced a pair of candidate forums. Next Monday night at the Hilton, you can ask questions of those running for state representative in Districts 12 and 14. And the following Monday, the 22nd, those in the contested races for Bryan School Board and City Council will be at Briarcrest Country Club. A traffic stop south of downtown Bryan Friday morning led to searching a nearby home and the seizure of illegal drugs and cash.
They confiscated 75 grams of cocaine, a pound and a half of marijuana, and a currency of $4,546.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the street value of the cocaine was $7,500, and the marijuana value was estimated at $750. 48-year-old Jose Valencia Salida is in jail on those charges and a federal hold for illegal immigration. Thursday night's College Station City Council meeting includes consideration of the next step towards creation of a multi-million dollar medical district. The Planning and Zoning Commission recently gave its unanimous support to designate the area generally along Rock Prairie Road from College Station Medical Center, past the new Scott and White Hospital, then south along both sides of the freeway. Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says private investment over the next 15 to 20 years could total more than $400 million.
All things being equal, normally that would happen over 40, 50 years with all the taxpayers, all the ratepayers shouldering that burden, if you will. We think with the use of some financing tools that have been used elsewhere in the state, we can accelerate the delivery of that and perhaps place more of that responsibility on the development activities occurring in this area, so that as development takes place, it is in effect paying for more of the infrastructure that it's benefiting from than we would otherwise be able to do.
Call says property owners will be paying back much of the $60 million the city will invest in infrastructure, including streets and utility lines. Tonight is the annual Candlelight Vigil hosted by the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence.
This year, we do have a male survivor who's going to speak about what it was like to grow up in a house like that and how he broke that cycle and became a wonderful, loving family man and raised his children in a home that knows no violence. So we're really excited to spotlight that cycle and how you can break it.
Coalition spokeswoman Beth Milam says counselors and other supporters will also be on hand during tonight's program, which starts at 7 in downtown Bryan at the Brazos County Administration Building. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 58 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Howdy, Aggieland. You've chosen the best university for your mind. Now you need to choose the best health club for your body. Aerofit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 10 years. Here are just a few of the reasons Aerofit has been voted best health club. Aerofit has four locations to better serve you. Aerofit now has two express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. Aerofit offers you full service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for the kids. Aerofit has the best personal training staff. Aerofit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. Aerofit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? And Aerofit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and request more information on all of Aerofit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Here's David Schulte explaining why Schulte Roofing is better.
I've been doing roofing personally for over 20 years, and our staff, our roofing estimators, have over 75 years of combined experience. If you take that along with our job superintendent and our installers, it's well over 100 years of roofing experience.
We're definitely better than the other guys.
Schulte Roofing.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2A.
Cloudy start, but some sun should develop as the day goes on. It'll become breezy. Highs today somewhere between 80 and 85. Partly to mostly cloudy across the region overnight, 65. Lots of clouds for tomorrow. There could be a stray shower during the day. Highs 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, more clouds, 65 to 70. During Thursday, it'll become partly sunny. Highs will be up around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with a quick look at your WTAW sports. The SEC giving more awards to the Fightin' Texas Aggie football team. Texans remain unbeaten. By how much? We'll share that with you here in a little bit. Major League playoffs and more stuff on Royce White. If you remember from earlier in the week, he was the NBA first-round draft choice for the Rockets that doesn't like to fly.
That may not have been a good decision.
Oh.
You know, I mean, really.
Well, I mean, I don't like to fly, but sometimes you have to just make sacrifices and do stuff you don't like.
But you know what? You don't have to do something like that twice a week for your job, you know? You just don't like to fly, then you can kind of choose not to fly, and that's not going to impact your career. This guy's got to decide to do something different if he doesn't like to fly.
Well, I mean, I'm sure everybody does stuff at their career that they don't like to do.
Well, yeah.
No, not here.
No.
Everything here is perfect.
That's right. We just do things here for fun. As long as nobody gets hurt, it's okay.
Have you ever heard the SpongeBob song about fun?
No.
Well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I might have to play that
movie
later.
Y'all can sing it to each other. How's that? All right, so this guy hadn't jumped out of this capsule thing yet. I thought that was supposed to happen at 7 o'clock, but I guess the people who are sponsoring it need to go ahead and pump it up a little bit more so we can talk about it.
That's the Red Bull folks.
Yeah, it doesn't happen until it's about 15 more minutes before he does this. He's going to fall for 6 minutes, okay? Now, and this is something. I mean, there's no doubt that this is really a big deal. But in the midst of all that, what's his name? Baumgartner, is that right? Felix Baumgartner, okay. And good for him. I mean, glad he wants to do this. But we need to remember a guy named Red Kittinger, okay? Now, Red, by the way, is still alive. He's 84 years old. Now, as best I can tell, y'all got a calculator there. What's 5,280 feet per mile? Is that right? Is that how I remember that?
Pretty sure Kevin and I are both mathematically challenged.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. So, well, let's go to Google and let's type in 5,280. All right.
I'm still thinking about Baumgartner. Well, isn't that the last name of the little boy on that baseball movie?
I don't know. So hit asterisk and then times 23, and what do we get? 121,440 feet, okay?
Okay.
All right, so that's what the jump's going to be today. Okay, Red jumped 102,000 feet in 1960.
Yeah, he said the word, yeah, and almost lost part of his, I think, a hand.
Well, again, that was 1960.
Very top secret stuff.
They didn't have computer models and stuff like that in 1960. I mean, that was pretty much, hey, Red, do you want to do this, buddy? And then jump and let's see how it works out for you?
Yep. Man. They were testing ejection equipment.
That's, I mean, we talk about not having a lot of heroes, and I think Chuck Yeager is an American hero. This guy might be an American hero.
Oh, without question.
I'm hoping that they do a little bit of publicity on Red Kittinger.
It was top secret for 40 years.
Wow.
Because of all the stuff it was all training stuff for high altitude, high speed aircraft.
Yeah. And you know what? He didn't get paid a lot of money.
Nope.
And that's pretty much his job. I mean, he probably volunteered for it, but still, I'm guessing that old Felix is going to make some money off of this deal.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just not sure. Well, anyway. Another
or at least get free Red Bull for life.
Oh, there you go. That wouldn't make him jittery at all, would it? A Finnish couple has added to their victories by taking first place in the North American Wife Carrying Championships. That was at the Maine's Sunday River Resort. They wife carrying. You pick up your wife and you carry her. The world record, by the way, was 52.58 seconds. That includes hurdles, sand traps, and a watering hole.
Oh, my goodness.
So you pick your woman up and you carry her.
You know how they carry them?
I don't know.
It's fireman's carry. They do. I've seen
it. Oh, like over their shoulder kind of thing?
Over the shoulder, or the woman will ride on the guy's back upside down with her legs supporting her weight on his shoulders.
Oh, wow.
Which looks really odd when they're, because they're running fast.
No kidding. The winners receive the woman's weight in beer. Now, I like that.
Oh, it's awesome. They do it every year. I love it.
That's so funny.
And it says five times her weight in cash. That meant they received $530? Wow, okay.
So I guess it's easier.
So she didn't weigh a whole lot.
That's really funny how it's proportionate to how difficult the struggle would be.
What's really cool is that they shared their beer winnings with the second and third place finishers. All right. Now, you see, that's the kind of camaraderie we need. I mean, how would that be in the NFL? Like after the Super Bowl?
We could have a Brian Broadcasting wife carrying contest. There's a lot of married people here.
Okay, now you're not one of them. So
no, I could be a mediator.
Oh, great. So you're the one who's going to decide to do that.
I'll be a judge.
Okay, let's see what that does to our insurance rates. Yes, everything was fine until we decided to have the wife-carrying championships. Then there were accidents and injuries.
Hey, publicity.
Yeah.
Insurance goes up.
Yes, what I'm saying. They'd come in and go, well, everything seemed to be fine here, Mr. Downs, until you decided that you wanted to do that. All right, here you go. A talented head cook at a school in central Sweden has been told to stop baking fresh bread, cut back on her wide-ranging veggie buffets because, well, it's unfair that students at other schools can't have the same thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you can't have nice things. Annika Eriksson was told that her cooking was just too good.
No kidding.
Students at the school had become accustomed to feasting on the newly baked bread and an assortment of 15 vegetables at lunchtime, but now the good times are over. Officials told her, bring it down a notch, since other schools didn't receive the same caliber food, and that makes it, are you ready, unfair.
Oh.
It's not fair.
Oh. Man.
So.
Life is not fair.
No, it's not. That's exactly right. Right. Life is not fair.
You're going to crush somebody who's trying to make a positive impact on planet Earth?
Yep.
Telling them
it.
They can't use their skills and talents?
Nope, can't do it. Not in the public sector anyway. If you want to go to some private school, maybe they'll let you do that.
Sounds
but you can't do
like
it in public school.
Sounds a lot like that story where the guy falls in love with the ballerina. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nope, I don't.
It's like an old story where everyone has to act stupid.
No, we do that here.
As you say, we're qualified.
As graduates struggle to find work in the ever-competitive British job market, a 22-year-old has turned to working on a farm. Jamie Foxx studied music and English, but will not be needing those skills because his new job is to scare birds away from a field. Spends most of his...
He's a human scarecrow.
That's right. He is a human scarecrow.
I have a friend whose degree, his master's was in 19th century studies like me, and he makes Warhammer molds at a toy factory.
Of course. Warhammer molds.
It's like little orcs that you battle against little elves.
Oh, okay. All right, so anyway, he spends most of his shift sitting, reading, and playing his ukulele.
Because what do you do as a scarecrow but play a ukulele?
Of course, yeah. The birds won't go there because of that. But he's required to spring into action when birds begin to circle the farm, scaring them with an accordion and a cowbell.
Now that is good.
He's multi-talented.
He is.
He's a one-man band.
Makes $400 a week, and he keeps the 10-acre field bird-free. Well, there you see.
Awesome.
So, once again, no matter what you get your degree in or where you graduate from, there always could be a job for you out there in the marketplace.
In the 66 years since Beal Insurance was founded, this community has seen tremendous changes, and Beal Insurance has seen its share of change as well. But Orrin Beal and Andy Wynn and their excellent staff continue to uphold the customer service and professional standards they take pride in. Whether you need medical, life, home or auto, or business insurance, their goal is to be the last agency you'll ever need. Call today, 268-1500, or visit BealInsurance.com. Beal Insurance since 1946. We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Linda and I would like to thank the Brazos Valley for voting Texas Trading Post best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
Hey, the folks at Acme Glass have been around since 1946. That means since 1946, your glass needs have been met when and where you need them. And, you know, that's kind of expanded a lot because obviously our lifestyles have changed a bunch. Things move a lot faster, and we need to be able to get glass replaced while we're kind of on the go. You may need to have your vehicle every day. If that's the case, then Acme Glass can do mobile installations for you. All you need to do is just make arrangements for them. They'll come out. They'll replace that glass from your vehicle. It could be in your driveway or it could be at your workplace. They can do that for you. That's the kind of work that Acme Glass does and continues to do. Now, the other thing is maybe you're going to be doing some remodeling. And you know, a lot of people look to their bathroom first to do remodeling. Maybe it's to change your shower enclosure or put a shower enclosure in the first place. Well, Acme Glass can do that. And again, the kind of work that they've been doing since 1946. They're open a half day, which is awfully convenient for you if you need to be using your time other ways during the week. Now, for instance, maybe you've got a project where you need a piece of glass cut to size or a mirror. Well, since they're open a half day on Saturday, that makes it a lot more convenient for you. In two locations, they're on Main Street in downtown Bryan and across from the main entrance at A&M. In College Station, since 1946, it's Acme Glass.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make a ton of money flipping houses right here in College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple two-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. Hi, my name is Than Merrill, and I'm the star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the College Station area who want to learn how to consistently make a lot of money per deal in your spare time without using any of your own money. College Station is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you can learn how to make a lot of money flipping houses in your spare time.
Interested candidates can get 2 free tickets to the workshop by calling 1-800-378-7138. Seating is extremely limited, so call right now to get your 2 free tickets at 1-800-378-7138. That's 1-800-378-7138.
Hey, good morning. It's 725, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Valley Recycling. A simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. Well, it's going to warm up again. Yep, not quite as warm as it is during the summertime, but by the end of the week, we'll be near 90 degrees. Next few days, though, probably in the lower 80s. Low temperature will be in the probably middle to upper 60s at night. And no mention of rain in the forecast, really, till we get to maybe the end of the weekend. Right now, humidity is 80%. Winds are from the southeast at 6. I know he's mentioned it in his recorded weather, but, you know, we'll see. Anyway, southeast winds at 6, 80% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we have 60 degrees out there.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
First Victoria Bank, Kelly Burt Dozer, Subway, Blinn College, Max Food Mart, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Elms Orthodontics, Pride Cleaners, ABC Home and Commercial Services, American Momentum Bank, St. Joseph Regional Health Center, and the String and Horn Shop.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
As New York prepares to implement Obamacare, it's drawing up ways to meet the law's EHB requirements, essential health benefits. States can propose plans, but ultimately the Health and Human Services Secretary has sole authority to dictate what the benefits will be. Now, New York has proposed eliminating the lifetime and annual dollar limits for health care plans allowed in the state. Instead, what they want to do is limit the number of times people are allowed to see the doctor every year. You heard me right. In order to satisfy Obamacare requirements, New York State wants to limit how often you can visit your doctor. Now, if Kathleen Sebelius nods her head, this proposal will become law. And if you believe for 1 minute that she will not exercise that kind of power, guess again. It was on her order that other infamous essential health benefits were implemented. The one requiring employers, including the Catholic Church, to provide free contraception, sterilization procedures, and abortion-inducing drugs to their employees, even if doing so violated their religious principles. Following his crushing debate defeat, Obama's been accusing Romney of lying about everything from taxes to health care. Yet everything now being implemented as part of Obamacare is stuff Obama said would never happen, including rationing doctor care. If this monstrosity isn't repealed, you kiss the medical care you used to know goodbye.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Authorities note a growing confidence among criminals, recruiting teams of people to steal data. They work it through financial institutions and businesses. They hide the profits from the cops. Identity theft, folks, happening everywhere. You can protect yourself from this. I'm a LifeLock member. In fact, we opened a new checking account the other day for two if by T, and I got a LifeLock alert. Opened up a new banking. I got a flashing alert. Comes in the email. It works. LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call 1-800-444-2810 and use the promo code RUSH to get my special 10% discount. I want you to protect yourself today. You need to do this. Call 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTOW News Time is 7:30. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A year and a half in the making, a proposed College Station Medical District is on Thursday's City Council agenda. Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says while the district is anchored by College Station Medical Center and the new Scott and White Hospital, much more is planned.
An area that is built around those two core anchors of the hospitals, but allow an opportunity for folks to live, work, recreate, visit in an environment centered around health and wellness, but also kind of creating a unique character and sense of place that we don't find elsewhere in the community, taking advantage of some of the natural open areas that we have and being able to reach recreation facilities up into these development areas.
The district is generally located along Rock Prairie Road from east of the new Scott and White Hospital to west of College Station Medical Center, then south along both sides of the freeway. Cowell says private investment over the next 15 to 20 years can total more than $400 million and says property owners will be paying back much of the $60 million the city will invest in infrastructure, including streets and utility lines. A state investigation involving drug trafficking in and out of a home south of downtown Bryan has led to one arrest. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a traffic stop near Sims and Finfeather Friday morning led to getting a search warrant for the Jose Valencia Salida home at 30th and Sims.
As far as the marijuana, that's going to be about $750 street value in this area. And as far as the cocaine, probably somewhere around $7,500.
In addition to the local charges, Salida is jailed with federal authorities' accusation of illegal immigration. One has been arrested and one is at large in a recent string of credit card thefts from employees at College Station retail stores. Authorities announced they're looking for 23-year-old Kendra Deli of Austin, while 20-year-old Christiana Egwu of Round Rock was arrested in Williamson County on Sunday. Their pictures, taken from store video, are on our website at WTAW.com. The women are accused of taking wallets belonging to store employees, then going to neighboring businesses and racking up purchases with the stolen credit cards. A Bryan couple who lost a civil lawsuit over the operation of their unlicensed care home has won a partial appeal of their case. Bill Oliver has details.
The state appeals court in Waco upheld the owners of the Rose home, Rose and Carlos Rodriguez, were negligent in the care of a patient who died. But the appeals court ruled there was insufficient evidence to support a damage award of $750,000 and ordered a new trial to determine that phase of the lawsuit. On the WTAW.com website, you can read the 12-page ruling. Meantime, Rose Rodriguez will stay in jail after she entered a plea agreement yesterday where she admitted to 10 felony crimes. Brazos County District Attorney-elect Jarvis Parsons says punishment includes up to 4 years in prison, then serving 10 years of probation.
Our position was that prison time is appropriate, and we're trying to find a good balance between getting the chance to pay back the restitution. But even when you are paying back restitution, the fact that a person is a thief doesn't mean that they should get away with their crime. So when you have this amount of deception and this amount of continued criminal conduct, there has to be something that's punitive and something that is restorative for the victims. And so that's what we're trying to accomplish.
Rodriguez was also ordered to pay restitution of more than $76,000. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW and the Chamber of Commerce have announced a pair of forums featuring candidates in the upcoming election. Next Monday night, you can ask questions of those running for state representative in districts 12 and 14 and watch them in person at the Hilton. The Monday after that, the 22nd, there will be a forum at Briarcrest Country Club. That forum will feature those running in the contested races for Bryan City Council and School Board. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Beth Milam with the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence says tonight is the annual candlelit vigil.
We often find it's a really wonderful outlet for those who have been victims in the past or are currently going through domestic violence in their life or a loved one is, and they find a certain measure of healing from it. And we provide counselors there that evening in case there's somebody they want to talk to or if they want to schedule some kind of counseling for a little bit further down the road.
For the first time, the speakers include a male survivor who grew up in a violent home but has broken the cycle as an adult. Tonight's program is in downtown Bryan at the Brazos County Administration Building starting at 7. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 59 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ two insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day, from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-830-7670. That's 1-800-830-7670.
Aggie football season is here, and it's SEC time. There'll be folks from Florida, South Carolina, Arkansas, and LSU hitting town. Make the best impression possible by having the cleaning pros at Molly Maid take care of your home. Take as much time as you want to enjoy our first SEC season. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust, and we guarantee your satisfaction. Call us today at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 739, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Whenever a new person moves to town, they're offered information or items. It could be from your business. Be an early bird. Get there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Cloudy start, but some sun should develop as the day goes on. It'll become breezy. Highs today somewhere between 80 and 85. Partly to mostly cloudy across the region overnight, 65. Lots of clouds for tomorrow. There could be a stray shower during the day. Highs 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, more clouds, 65 to 70. During Thursday, it'll become partly sunny. Highs will be up around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Johnny Touchdown getting yet even more press. Couldn't stay up late last night and watch the end of the Monday Night Football game. Did the Texans remain unbeaten? We'll find out more coming up in just a bit as well. Also, Major League Baseball is in the heat of the playoffs, and we'll share the winners and losers here in about 12 minutes.
Okay, there we go. So,
what?
I got a trivia question here, I think, that we can maybe give stuff away. By the way, the average college student spends 106 minutes a day checking out Facebook.
Oh, gosh.
Checking out Facebook.
And I would say those numbers go up significantly during finals.
Yeah.
You can always tell whenever tests and finals are happening.
Because after all, you know, you got to be on Facebook. And speaking of Facebook, they're working with certain retailers to try out a want button, which, unlike the like button, would actually indicate that consumers, you know, what their desires are.
So it's like your wish list.
Something like that. The widget will allow users to flag items they see posted by brands in their news feed and put that into collections or other things that they may want to buy later on, which they could buy off of Facebook.
Interesting.
For now, the final verbiage or retail desire on the social network seems to be an open question. Facebook has rolled out collections to all sorts of users. And, you know, some people do want to have a want button. And I guess this wouldn't be different than, what is that, eBay, where you can do buy it now. Got the buy it now option there. You could do that. Hello? Wait, hello? Wait. Okay, hello. It's okay.
Yeah. Are we there? Hello? Testing, 1, 2, 3.
He's
the boss.
Yeah.
Texas broadcaster of the year.
They unpushed this button. Yes, go ahead.
The general manager. Right.
Think you going to get away with it? Not up in here.
Not up in here.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I was at the Producers Co-op membership dinner last night, and Sammy Cannelita introduced me as Area Man Ben Downs.
Awesome. No, he didn't. Oh, yes. Outstanding.
It was absolutely wonderful. And I know that when we were doing the show run through, the little practice that we do every night about 10:30 or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, right.
That we talked about this, but I don't know that we ever came up with the final how we were going to do it. But I did think it'd be good for us to mention that WTAW turned 90 years old over the weekend.
Yeah. And?
And we think we're going to have a party tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
That's exciting.
It's better than being 90 and thinking you're going to have a baby. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So anyway, some of us are more relieved than others.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Those will be just plain shocked. But anyway, at 12:30 and a half, 12 o'clock and a half, noon tomorrow,
okay,
we're going to have a little get-together in the Crystal Park Plaza for two things. One is we're turning on our brand new station, Peace 107.7.
Oh, yeah.
On the air tomorrow at 107. And also, since we have the newest station in the Brazos Valley, we're going to celebrate the oldest radio station.
Are we just something?
That's so cool.
I'm excited.
Well, I think it's going to be, we have cake. We have a 90th birthday cake.
What does it look like? I'm scared to ask.
Well, I had people who did that, they sort of turned it over to the cake designer.
Oh, okay.
And it is going to be special. I just don't know what it was. They've come in and they've explained it to me, but they used a lot of girl words, and I don't know what they meant.
Yeah, I understand.
And so, you know, fondant or I don't
whatever.
Know. I don't know.
Ooh, that's yummy stuff.
Ugh.
See what I tell you? Girls know that they have special words for things just to keep us in the dark.
It's fancy for acid.
All right, so tomorrow at 12:30, right here at Crystal Park Plaza, down there on the first floor.
Yes, we will have a birthday party for WTAW's 90th birthday.
Yes.
And the switch flipping for the newest radio station, our new Christian music station, Peace 107.7. And you know what the best part of this 90th anniversary is?
Is there going to be free stuff?
We have all kinds of free stuff. I've written checks all month long.
Just so we
can have free stuff.
Yeah.
The coolest part of this whole thing, Scott, is that you and I were both here for the 50th anniversary.
Yeah, we were, weren't we? Yeah, we really were.
I chalk it up to a complete lack of ambition.
Yeah.
But anyway, we helped celebrate the 50th birthday of WTAW.
We did. Yeah, we were there doing that. I was.
You notice that completely strikes Kat and Kevin silent.
Yeah, they
completely
did.
Oh, no, I'm just sitting
as
thinking.
As they take a solemn bow, we're not doing that.
No, that's for sure, yeah.
I'm just thinking y'all were elves or something.
Huh?
You know, have this kind of youthful and yet time has passed.
Yeah,
you know how elves don't age?
Yeah. No,
No. I don't. Highlanders don't age unless you cut their heads off, and that's still yet to come. So I'm just saying.
Thank you. All right. Thanks. All right. So we'll do it.
Godspeed.
We'll look for that tomorrow.
All intelligence being the better part of valor. I'm just not going
to
comment.
That's probably the best thing to do. All right. So women and their pet peeves. We all know that women are more opinionated of the two genders, right? So Cosmo.
Wait, what do you mean we all know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, we all know that. So Cosmo's come up with a list of the top peeves that ladies have about us, Kevin.
Great.
About guys.
Danger,
right?
Will Robinson.
Yeah,
danger.
No kidding. All right. One of them is, can't ever decide on something to watch on television. Well, that's why we have to have the remote.
Absolutely.
Ah, Lee. Didn't know it was that unusual. Not loving to talk on the phone. No, yeah. 2 minutes takes care of it.
if that.
Yep. The every other guy who isn't my friend, loser attitude. Yeah, do you like Frank? Nah, he's a loser. He's a loser. There's the must win at everything attitude. Yep. Never getting enough gossip on your friends. Okay. Yeah, we do.
What does that mean?
Oh, you want to know? You want to dig the dirt up on your friends? I mean, guys do that.
Oh, I know what you mean when people say, like, well, how was your trip? I ate some Mexican food. Is that what you mean, sort of?
No.
They don't, like, tell you anything?
No, it's about, hey, man, did you hear about that guy and what he did and how stupid he was to do that? Okay. Insisting on throwing dirty clothes all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Makes it easier. Uh-huh. Obsessing over action movies.
Yes.
Yes. Buying power tools, even if they don't fix anything.
Yes. Harbor Freight.
Exactly. I know what you're talking about. I can go in there and spend a little time. That's for sure. Or just any. I saw a thing the other day it's gas powered, and you get a chainsaw, but this thing has like grippers that grip the tree, and then the chain is completely within the grippers. So, I mean, you can't even see the wood being eaten away by the chain. Okay. Isn't that why we have chainsaws?
Yeah, this is probably it's more safety for you.
Yeah, okay. We're guys, okay? And the number one pet peeve, of course, is...
Talking too much?
Nope, not putting the seat down. All right, there you go. Hello?
You know what? I'm surprised it didn't make the list.
Well, what?
Every month they have a new top 50 list of the strangest sex moves that he's dying for you to do.
Yeah.
in Cosmo, he's right. There's always something like that.
All right, so now have we all heard of Hermes, the fancy scarf people? Okay. It should be Hermes, but you know they're French, and so they pronounce it Hermes. These are scarves that sell from anywhere from $200 to $500 a piece. All right. And so, well, we have apparently found out that some of the most sought after fashion items in the world are in fact being designed by a guy named Kermit Oliver, who is a postal worker in Waco, Texas.
You're joking.
I'm not. I'm telling you.
You're making this up.
Ladies, as you're driving to work today saying, you know, you've seen those Hermes scarves, you're going, I can't afford those. Well, Kermit does mail during the day, and then he paints at night. His artwork was first discovered back in the 1980s by the former CEO of Hermes. And since then, over the last 30 years, he has designed 16 scarves for him. They take 6 to 9 months to create, and again, they sell for up to $500 a piece. And if you happen to find one on eBay right now, that's going to cost about $800 a piece.
So is it Kermit or Kermay?
Yeah, really. So he keeps his job as a letter sorter at the Waco Post Office.
That's too funny.
Just so he can be in touch with the regular people. So there you go. That's your quiet postal worker in Waco, Texas, who's designing scarves that sell on eBay for $800 a piece.
I'm wondering if I've met him, because I went to several different post offices when I was living in Waco.
Did you find one that had a scarf around his neck?
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet has outgrown its name.
We're now Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center.
And during our grand opening, not only will you save on the largest selection of flooring, lighting, ceiling fans, and accessories, you'll save on kitchen and bathroom countertops.
In fact, during our grand opening, register to win free kitchen countertops.
And I mean free. No purchase necessary.
Coordinate your choice of countertops with your flooring and lighting all in one place and save store-wide.
During the grand opening of Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center.
At the corner of Welvin Road and Rock Prairie.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
In the fairy tale Snow White, the magic mirror tells the queen there's someone else more beautiful. It's a familiar message for many women. They hear it every time they look in their mirrors. But one woman decided to do something about it. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Kirsten Grice wasn't much different than a lot of women her age. In her 20s, she struggled with a negative self-image since high school. For years, her mirror and the image-obsessed culture around her convinced her she'd never measure up. But with her wedding only a few months off, she knew something had to change. As Kirsten put it, "I wanted my wedding to be about my husband and me and our families, not about whether I dropped 10 pounds to squeeze into my dress." So she took a radical step to fight her poor body image. She chose not to look in a mirror for a full year, not even on her wedding day. She admits the idea isn't for everyone, but it taught her to value herself more deeply than by her looks. Studies show women look in mirrors an average of 70 times a day, so swearing off mirrors entirely probably isn't realistic. But that's not really the point. It's for women to value who they are beneath their reflection. When that's made right, they often discover who they see in the mirror isn't so bad after all. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. You can find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your local retail pharmacy. Just ask your pharmacist and upgrade today. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe, the company that has settled more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. can settle your debt too, while you make one low monthly program payment. You now have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. To find out how much you could save, call Freedom Debt Relief. 1-800-398-5589. 1-800-398-5589. 1-800-398-5589.
Good morning. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie quarterback Johnny Touchdown. Johnny Manziel won or has shared the Southeastern Conference Freshman of the Week award three times after the Aggies came back to beat Ole Miss. He got the third on stuff like this.
Got away from some pursuit right there. Now he's going to run with it at the 20. He's at the 15, jukes a man down the sideline. He just went in for a touchdown.
Manziel shared this week's SEC freshman honor with linebacker Bernardrick McKinney of the Mississippi State after leading the Aggies on a pair of late touchdown drives and erasing a 10-point fourth quarter deficit. Aggs, of course, won 30-27 over Ole Miss. Their next game against Louisiana Tech, 8:15, the kickoff pregame with Dave and Dave starts right here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW at 7:15. Moving now to Monday Night Football. Arian Foster ran for 152 yards and rang up a touchdown.
Hand off to Foster, left side, breaks the tackle at the 15, runs outside the numbers, the 10, comes to the near side, the 5, he's on the sideline and in for a touchdown, which was so easy, right up the left side, and the Texans have gone up here 13-7.
Texans stayed unbeaten by defeating the Jets for the first time in their history, 23-17 last night. Here's Coach Gary Kubiak after the win.
Very proud of our team. You know, tough to go on the road Monday night and get it done, and stood up and did it tonight.
After the fifth week of the season, Texans and the Atlanta Falcons, the only two sporting perfect records. Turning now to Major League Baseball, rookie Wei-Yin Chen outpitched 40-year-old Andy Pettitte and got some help with the bats last night.
He goes to the right side, into right center field, a base hit. Leaders being waved around as the Orioles take a 3-1 lead as Mark Reynolds goes to the right side of the infield. A two-run advantage for the Orioles here in the sixth inning.
Orioles end up beating the Yankees 3-2 last night to even their AL Division Series at one game apiece. Game 3, Yankee Stadium tomorrow. The Washington Nationals are heading home for the first time since 1933 for a playoff game, and it's all tied up one game apiece with St. Louis. The defending World Series champion Cardinals got runs from home runs from Carlos Beltran, Alan Craig, and this guy.
Swing and a high fly ball, right center field, long run for Worth. He can't catch it. This is a goner. It's over the wall.
Daniel Descalso went deep. Cards win 12-4 in a rout over the Nats yesterday. Reds hope to put away San Fran in a three-game sweep later on today, and then tonight the Tigers can finish off the Oakland A's with the 2-0 series lead they have now in the AL Division Series. Alex Karras' condition is deteriorated. The Detroit Free Press and Detroit News reported that former All-Pro defensive lineman and actor has only been given a few days because of a recent kidney failure. The 77-year-old Karras has been suffering from dementia and is among several of the players in the NFL that are actually suing the league regarding treatment of head injuries. And finally, Royce White is practicing with the Rockets after skipping the first week of training camp, having nothing to do with contract problems, but everything to do with the fact that he hates flying. White, the 16th overall pick in the draft, said that practice went, quote, as good as it could go. Houston coach Kevin McHale says White was noticeably behind in conditioning and that he didn't know the Rockets' plays. That's a look at your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating?
Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Weather and soil conditions make fall the perfect time to have a state-of-the-art irrigation system installed for your lawn and garden. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Get your irrigation system installed now, and you'll be ready for next spring and summer. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. You can like them on Facebook or log on to their website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 13th, learn about rooting roses. This class will teach you all the different ways to root roses, air layering, stalk cuttings, and tip cuttings, this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin, I know you probably don't want to really talk baseball anymore since your team choked and lost.
I'll talk baseball with
well,
you.
Well, there's just, you know,
my team's still in it.
The Rangers?
I'm a Cardinals fan.
Oh, wait. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were switching bandwagons.
He's not switching bandwagons. No, he's always like the Cardinals.
Okay. In 1965, the minimum annual salary for a baseball player was $6,000 in 1965.
Good grief.
That is $1,000 more than it was in 1947.
How much was Albert Pujols paid this year?
In July of 1934, Babe Ruth paid a fan $20 for the return of that home run that was his 700th. That ball back.
No kid. $20.
Yep. Baseball team raised red cotton stitches.
Yep.
I mean, who's counting? You know, who's counting? And the first official baseball hat was made of straw. And five baseball gloves can be made from one cow. So there you go. All right. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW College Station. Brian.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
They can take away my life. They can make me out as a monster.
They'll probably do both in court this morning as child molester Jerry Sandusky faces sentencing in the Penn State scandal. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania.
Dave, he just arrived here for a pre-sentencing hearing to determine whether Jerry Sandusky is deemed a violent sexual predator to determine where he'll be sent once the judge hands down his sentence. And we do expect Sandusky to speak.
Why didn't we have a fair opportunity to prepare for trial? Why have so many people suffered as a result of false allegations? What's the purpose?
The ex-coach turned convict in an audio statement last night, setting up an appeal to his conviction of 45 counts of child sex abuse. Victims also expected to speak today. Dave?
Jeff, another meningitis victim is dead. A Tennessee hospital says it's the ninth person to die after getting a shot for back pain that turned out to be a tainted steroid. 96 others got sick in 9 states. Mitt Romney vows,
if I'm president of the United States, I will cut federal spending. I'll cap it.
But President Obama says that would be
4 years of the very same policies that led us into the mess in the first place.
Today, they both run back to the key state of Ohio. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Now, this is the last day Ohio residents who want to vote November 6th may register. So the president is in Columbus and Mitt Romney in a town outside Akron today. Now, the morale bounce from last week's debate now showing up in some polls. The latest Pew Research survey of about 1,400 likely voters gives Mitt Romney a 49-45 lead over the president. Last month, Pew had Romney down by 8. Now, Dave, he's up by 4.
And, Rich, the vice presidential debate will be on Thursday. Both of those candidates are getting ready. An American researcher has won the Nobel Prize for Physics. David Wineland, who works in Boulder, Colorado, shares the honor with a French scientist for their work that could help build super-fast computers. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints move free.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
It's an exciting time when you buy a new home, but it can also be a stressful time. You get overwhelmed very easily. There's a lot of properties out there for sale. That's why you need a realtor that is going to listen to exactly what you want. That's what Zweiker & Associates specializes in doing with buyers. First and foremost, they listen. They're going to sit down with you, whether you're a first-time home buyer or someone who's done this before. They know that you have specific needs. And they're proud of the fact that they take the time to listen and evaluate those needs. Now, you pair that with the time they take to preview and tour properties, and they can be market experts and place you, the buyer, in a perfect home to fit your needs. They're going to sit down with you, find out what you absolutely need, what you absolutely want, what you absolutely don't want. And they're not going to flood the senses with dozens of properties. They're talking 8 to 12 to narrow it down to, and then go look at those and find out which one is your next home. Zweiker & Associates, they listen to what you want. Go to ZARealEstate.com, ZARealEstate.com for Zweiker & Associates, ZARealEstate.com.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet has outgrown its name.
We're now Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center.
And during our grand opening, not only will you save on the largest selection of flooring, lighting, ceiling fans, and accessories, you'll save on kitchen and bathroom countertops.
In fact, during our grand opening, register to win free kitchen countertops.
And I mean free. No purchase necessary.
Coordinate your choice of countertops with your flooring and lighting all in one place and save store-wide.
During the grand opening of Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center.
At the corner of Welvin Road and Rock Prairie.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hey, keep your truck looking good from day one. Stop by Texas Truck Riggins and let them show you what they can do to maintain the inside of your truck, the outside of your truck. You know, I guess the first thing to think about is the bed liner. You know, you can get a spray-in bed liner from Texas Truck Riggins really on day one, and you can protect really the value of your truck because, you know, you're going to use it. You're going to haul stuff around in there. You don't want to get it all scratched up and rusted up, and you can protect it that way. If you want to put a tonneau cover over it, they can do that for you at Texas Truck Riggins as well. Now, one of the other things that we talked about that they do at Texas Truck Riggins is they do powder coating. And the powder coating is a neat deal because it can color the, like the grill guard, for instance, and it's really more durable. Of course, they can do a lot of different parts of your truck that way, but it's a lot more durable. Can do the back bumper, as a matter of fact. And you can get a color that'll stay a lot tougher than paint, and really look good for years and years to come. If you do have a working truck, maintaining the inside of it's important too, and Texas Truck Riggins can help you out there. But understand that the value can be maintained if you'll stop by and see them at Texas Truck Riggins. And I say trucks, but you know that also is SUVs as well. They can help you there. Don't forget that inside the store they've got a boutique. So if you want to buy something for the lady in your life, you can do that as well. It's lots of things having to do with your truck, but also you can buy something for her. And again, maybe she'd like to have something for her truck. It's Texas Truck Riggins. They're at 2711 South College Avenue, just from the lake. And they've been just across from the lake, and they've been voted best in the Brazos about 8 years running. That's Texas Truck Riggins.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make a ton of money flipping houses right here in College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple two-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. Hi, my name is Than Merrill, and I'm the star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the College Station area who want to learn how to consistently make a lot of money per deal in your spare time without using any of your own money. College Station is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you can learn how to make a lot of money flipping houses in your spare time.
Interested candidates can get 2 free tickets to the workshop by calling 1-800-378-7138. Seating is extremely limited, so call right now to get your 2 free tickets at 1-800-378-7138. That's 1-800-378-7138.
WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Authorities now know the identities of two women accused of stealing credit cards from employees of local retail stores. College Station police learned 20-year-old Christiana Egwu of Round Rock was arrested Sunday in Williamson County. And police have identified the second suspect as 23-year-old Kendra Deli of Austin. The pair were seen in store videos taking wallets while employees were distracted or busy with other customers. Once they had the cards, the women went to other businesses and made fraudulent charges. The Bryan woman who once operated the Rose Home for the Elderly and Disabled will stay in jail. Bill Oliver has that story.
47-year-old Rose Rodriguez pleaded guilty yesterday to perjury and selling homes that did not belong to her. Brazos County District Attorney-elect Jarvis Parsons says as part of a plea agreement, she was sentenced to 4 years in prison.
There was continued deception on her part, from swindling, from lying to the justice system with the perjury count to try to get out of civil liability to basically selling houses that she didn't own. And so all of these people were built out of thousands and thousands of dollars and just kept getting arrested and kept committing new crimes and kept committing new crimes.
Parsons says how much time Rodriguez actually serves will be up to the state parole board. Once she's released, she's on 10 years probation, where among the conditions is paying restitution of more than $76,000. The criminal case is in addition to a civil lawsuit where Rodriguez and her husband were found responsible for the death of a patient. The State Court of Appeals in Waco last week upheld they were negligent, but struck down the original award of $750,000 and ordered the local court to rehear the penalty phase. A copy of the appeals court decisions on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Chamber of Commerce and WTAW have announced a pair of candidate forums. Next Monday night at the Hilton, you can ask questions of those running for state representative in Districts 12 and 14. The following Monday, the 22nd, those in the contested races for Bryan School Board and City Council will be at Briarcrest Country Club. A traffic stop south of downtown Bryan Friday morning led to searching a nearby home and the seizure of illegal drugs and cash.
They confiscated 75 grams of cocaine, a pound and a half of marijuana, and a currency of $4,546.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the street value of the cocaine was $7,500 and the marijuana value was estimated at $750. 48-year-old Jose Valencia Salida is in jail on those charges and a federal hold for illegal immigration. Thursday night's College Station City Council meeting includes consideration of the next step towards creation of a multi-million dollar medical district. The Planning and Zoning Commission recently gave its unanimous support to designate the area generally along Rock Prairie Road from College Station Medical Center past the new Scott and White Hospital, then south along both sides of the freeway. Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says private investment over the next 15 to 20 years could total more than $400 million.
All things being equal, normally that would happen over 40, 50 years with all the taxpayers, all the ratepayers shouldering that burden, if you will. We think with the use of some financing tools that have been used elsewhere in the state, we can accelerate the delivery of that and perhaps place more of that responsibility on the development activities occurring in this area, so that as development takes place, it is in effect paying for more of the infrastructure that it's benefiting from than we would otherwise be able to do.
Cal says property owners will be paying back much of the $60 million the city will invest in infrastructure, including streets and utility lines. Tonight is the annual Candlelight Vigil hosted by the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence.
This year, we do have a male survivor who's going to speak about what it was like to grow up in a house like that and how he broke that cycle and became a wonderful, loving family man and raised his children in a home that knows no violence. So we're really excited to spotlight that cycle and how you can break it.
Coalition spokeswoman Beth Milam says counselors and other supporters will also be on hand during tonight's program, which starts at 7 in downtown Bryan at the Brazos County Administration Building. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 59 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two material, and used drill pipes. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary or number one material, and new structural pipes. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask their competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Did your yard look healthy last summer? If not, consider adding some compost. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC offers a compost program that uses premium soil-enhancing material. It's the organic way to improving the health of your yard. In addition to being more attractive, a healthy yard fends off diseases and retains and uses water more efficiently. For an organic boost, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Have you got your eye on a sweetie? Well, now's the time to make a date to get into Sioux Falls Prater for the lowest prices of the year on John Deere's 40 to 90 horsepower tractors. You'll see deals as sweet as 0% for 72 months and extended warranties available at no extra cost. Plan a date to get a deal during the month of October because these John Deere tractors won't wait around. Visit cptractor.com to find a store near you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Offer ends October 26, 2012 in stock models only. Finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See dealer for details.
Hey, let's do some weather. It's 8:14. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Clouds this morning should give way to some breaks of sunshine. The winds will pick up during the day. Temperatures will climb to about 80 to 85. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 65. Clouds during the day tomorrow. There could be an isolated shower. Highs tomorrow, 80 to 85. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Partial sun develops during the day on Thursday. The highs on Thursday, around 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, there you go. Tuesday. So how expensive is gas now? A group of thieves in California have started siphoning gas on a large scale. New York Post reports somebody ripped off a heck of a lot of gas from a Shell station in the town of Roseville. In fact, they hit the same gas station three nights in a row. Cops say that they managed to get about 1,000 gallons of gas.
Holy
That's a lot.
Cow!
And I think the prices are like $5.50 a gallon out there now, something like that. Maybe a little less for regular, but that's some serious money right
there. You would think that would take some time too, though.
Yeah, well, they apparently got the system right.
They got it wired for sure.
Yeah, they do. All right, so let's see what else we got going on this morning. We have Jethro trivia.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we do. And of course,
awesome.
We have double guests, you know, because Leah's here this morning from the Humane Society and. Royce is here. We have the boss man here this morning, too.
Music stations do two for Tuesdays. We do two for Tuesday with guests.
We do. As a matter of fact, that's very true. But in the meantime, before we start that, Oregon residents being asked to please contact police if they happen to see a 30-foot-tall gorilla.
Beg your pardon?
Well, he was wearing sunglasses and polka-dot shorts the last time. He's carrying a hot tub also. He may not be inflated, though. The giant gorilla stood for years on top of the Spas of Oregon store in Portland. John Harrison, the owner, says he isn't sure exactly who took it down, but you can bet there were just a lot. Well, I'm going to say probably alcohol was involved. I'm just saying there are a bunch of guys going, hey, let's go get the 30-pound gorilla.
And a fraternity.
Sure, yeah, could be. All right, so here we go. It's Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture, recent current events, and it's easy to play, fun to win. No wagering today. Advances in farming. Advances in farming.
Awesome.
And again, we'll let our guests answer last. So, Kevin, you'll answer first, then Kat, and then ladies first. It'll be Leah in the studio, and then Royce. And again, you can pick an answer that somebody else did. Thanks to a new development, farmers can now get text messages from A, the local weatherman, B, traders on the commodity exchange floor in Chicago, C, other farmers, or D, their cows. Thanks to a new development, farmers can now get text messages from A, the local weatherman, B, traders on the commodities exchange floor in Chicago, C, other farmers, or D, their cows. Kevin?
I'm going with cows.
Cows, from their cows. Okay.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you're
next. I'm just going to go with A,
the local weather guy. Okay, or weather person. Leah?
Part of me says I think I'm going with cows.
Cows, okay. All right, Royce.
Atta girl.
what do they call a hat trick?
Yeah, okay, three cows. Of them. Okay, it's cows. That's the answer, as a matter of fact. This exciting new news.
High-tech, you take.
That's it. Some farmers in Switzerland are trying out new technology that sends texts when a cow is in the mood to mate. How's that?
I didn't know we were going there.
A sensor implanted in the cow can measure the animal's metabolism.
So it's a booty text for cows.
Something like that. But now, Leah, you were raised on a dairy farm. It says it also can tell you when it's time to milk.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Now,
huh?
When I was a kid, literally, if we had cows, you know, cows only have a two-day cycle, so its breeding's pretty important.
Yeah.
If you don't have a bull on site.
Right, yeah, okay.
And it was, hey, go out there and watch those cows. I think there's one in heat out there, and let me know which one.
So,
and you'd stand out there for a half hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Really? Oh, well, that's the real world, isn't it?
Yep.
So there goes, and it says saves a lot of time for farmers who for centuries have had to trudge out to the barn to check. See?
Yep. Just,
she is not allowed to play Jethro Trivia anymore.
See? It doesn't matter what we talk about, man.
I don't think I should be allowed to play Jethro Trivia anymore either.
No, that's it ended up being very specific random knowledge, if you will.
She's,
so anyway.
She's way overqualified for the Jethro part.
That's it.
See, I think I'm underqualified.
Well, but I mean, again, and you can still get the answer. The weather guy, I mean, that made sense. I could see that. Anyhow. So
and they're getting them from their other farmers already.
So. Yeah, that's probably right. They are doing that.
Then they're done that.
That's old news. All right, so 819, what's going on in the world of the Aggieland Humane Society?
Oh, well, we don't have any cows, but we have a goat.
Oh, do you?
We do. We have a pygmy goat.
Is it that same one?
Yes. he's been with us, about 2 weeks or so now, and he's available for adoption. He's going to need a little bit of time to work with him. He's not horribly terrified of people, but he's just like, I'm not so sure. Mm-hmm. But did a great job on the weeds in our little barnyard.
Oh, great. So,
benefit there as well.
Has he eaten a tin can? Have you seen him do that?
Is that
just a legend that we hear?
Yeah,
okay.
He ate the paper off the outside of the tin cans.
Not the same thing.
Next week's Jethro
Trivia. Yeah, really.
I'm going to be here so I can get it right.
Yeah, there you go. Sure. Yeah.
And so he's available for adoption. We're actually seeing quite a few kittens come in still, surprisingly.
Really?
So we've sent some out into foster care, and we have some others waiting to go into foster care. So if you're interested in foster, or if you're a current foster, please reply to Carrie. We've sent out our list to the 100 fosters, and we had one reply.
Oh, really? Okay.
So we definitely need to get some out into foster, and they're just too young, and they don't need to grow up in the shelter. It's not fair to hang out in a 2-square-foot space.
So, yeah, right.
If you're interested, give us a call or check out our website, Aggieland Humane, for the Foster 411. It has all the information you need about foster care, the application, and everything. And there's an orientation tonight at 5:30 and then one again tomorrow night at 5:30. So if you choose one of those times, we can get you squared away pretty quickly. October 13th, which is this weekend, not only will we be out at the Texas Reds Festival for the Bark and Build, we're also Lucky Dog Dog Wash out on Texas Avenue near the Middle College Station, HEB. I don't know.
Okay, that's
one.
Good enough. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It is doing a dog wash, and proceeds are going to the animal shelter. So take your dog out, get him a bath, and then head out to Texas Reds and buy him a new dog house at the Bark and Build. There's a silent auction going on for those 10 dog houses that are available there. Last year, they were very cool. I haven't seen them yet this year, but I'm sure they're just as stellar. And then the next weekend, we kind of have a normal weekend, and then we have Wienerfest October 27th. So it's about 2 weeks away. Hope you have prepared your dogs. If not, you want to get them some additional training. Friday, the night before, we will have a training time period out at Wolf Pen Creek.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So your dog can come out and see the start gates and the whole course. And so, I say course.
Sniff everything,
it's
right?
It's a straight line.
Okay. They get used to their surroundings.
Yeah. So you can come out to that if you just want to come out and watch. Again, that's Wolf Pen Creek on October 27th. And the 5K starts at 7:30 in the morning. So there's a lot going on. Something for everybody.
All right. That sounds good.
All information on our Facebook page or our website. aggielandhumane.org.
There you go. That's Leah from the Aggieland Humane folks. They're here on Tuesdays. And, of course, you've heard Royce. So what's going on in your world?
Well, I want you to know I'm 2-for-2 on the last two shots of Jethro Trivia.
Okay.
We're not counting the ones before that.
All right. Well, that's, you got a little streak going then,
that's
huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we've got a busy schedule, so I'm going to get right into it. The first thing I want to talk about is our annual banquet's coming up November the 5th. This is a Monday night. Be over at the College Station Hilton. Our social hour will begin at 6. Individual tickets are $60, and tables run from $880 to $1,300, depending upon the number of seats at your table. I'm very excited. Dr. Brett Gerard is going to be the speaker. He's the Vice Chancellor for Strategic Initiatives with the Texas A&M University System. A lot of people say he was the key figure in landing that $286 million grant that we received from the government. And I've asked him to talk about the impact that grant's going to have on our community and the potential growth we can expect from things going on related to that grant. So I'm telling you that I think that's going to be very, very exciting. Starting next Monday, as declared by our governor, it is Chamber of Commerce Week. And we're going to start right off with you guys a week from tonight.
Yeah.
Monday the 15th, we're going to have over at the Hilton Oakwood Ballroom, a candidates forum, and this was for state representatives for District 12 and 14. And, Scott, I'm looking forward to you being there. You always do such a great job. You are welcome to come. There's no charge, but obviously it'll be carried on WTAW as well. And then the next morning on Tuesday the 16th, we have a Chamber Week proclamation breakfast that will have the mayors there. This will be over at the Brass Valley Council of Governments building next door to us on 29th Street, run from 8 to 9:30. Again, no charge for that. Come out and celebrate Chamber Week with us. Then a week from next Monday on the 22nd, we have another candidates forum with WTAW, and that one's going to be at Briarcrest Country Club, and this one's for candidates for Bryan ISD, Place 4 and 7, and Bryan City Council, single-member District 3, 5, and at-large. Folks have said, why no College Station? There are no contested races right in College Station, and we only do contested races. So come out and join us for that. Again, that one will be at Briarcrest Country Club on the 22nd. Youth to Career Fair is coming up on Wednesday, October the 24th. We've got over 60 businesses that will be there to talk to 8th graders, but we could use some more. So if you're interested in volunteering your time for that day, it runs about 9 to 2:30. There's no charge for you to have a booth, and we'll feed you lunch, and it gives you a chance to help kids see potential career opportunities. Really appreciate Sylvan Learning Center that's been our title sponsor since we started that event years ago. We have our business after hours this month is at Chrome, a salon experience. It's on Thursday, October the 25th, our normal 5:30 to 7. Do not come to the one we've been doing it at in the past.
Right.
This one is out at the Tower Point area, just off of Fitch, near the HEB out there. That's the other Chrome location, and again, that's the 25th. A number of ribbon cuttings. Beck Construction today at 4:30 at Benjamin Knox Studio on University Drive. That's Beck Construction. Next tomorrow, we're doing one with you guys with your new radio station,
right,
Peace 107.7. That'll be an unusual time. It's at 12:30, and that will be here at Crystal Park Plaza. Tomorrow afternoon at 4:30, Celebrity Spa, longtime good chamber member. That's south of town, 4081 South Highway 6. They're on the east side of the road, their new location out there. On Thursday, King Oaks, that one's going to be held at University Title Company on University Drive at 4:30 on Thursday the 11th. And then Friday the 12th, Briarcrest Apartments at 11:30, and they're on Harvey Road. So a really full slate of ribbon cuttings, and there's three or four more next week we'll talk about next Tuesday. Platinum Member Spotlight this week is the Hilton, and let me, on behalf of the Chamber, encourage everyone to go out and support Texas Reds this weekend.
All right, looking forward to it. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well on News Talk 1620.
Caution flags are out on Wall Street. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures are little changed ahead of the Tuesday session. The new earnings reporting season begins after Wall Street closes today when Alcoa releases its quarterly numbers. We did a little more buying in stores last week. The Council of Shopping Centers says chain store sales were up 0.2% from the week before. One of the nation's hottest new books is not a steamy novel. It's a cookbook. And if you don't watch the QVC shopping channel, you may not have heard of the author. In the Kitchen with David is a collection of recipes for comfort food from David Venable, who spends at least 6 hours a week on the shopping network selling bakeware and convenience foods. The book comes out today. Nearly a quarter of a million copies have been pre-ordered. Boston Scientific's buying the privately held medical device maker Rythmia Medical. That's a deal worth as much as $265 million. I'm Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
IBM System X x86 servers and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Parts Plus Auto Parts stores and car care centers invite you to enter the Let's Go to Hawaii sweepstakes. You could win an all-expense-paid trip for two to Hawaii to participate in football All-Star Weekend festivities. There are hundreds of other fabulous prizes as well, and there will be winners at every Parts Plus location. Get details and enter at any participating Parts Plus parts store or car care center. If you want to win a Hawaiian vacation, and if you want the best parts and service for your car, not just parts, Parts Plus. Enter today.
Business owner Aaron Collins for Comfort Keepers.
I love getting the opportunity to spend time with our clients. They've got great life experiences, and I really feel privileged to get to go out and have the opportunity to work with them. Well, obviously, the family's not going to allow you the opportunity to work with their loved ones unless they trust that you're going to take the same quality of care with their loved ones that they would. They're usually providing the care, and for them to step aside, they have to really be confident that you're going to be there for their loved ones and provide the kind of care that they need to stay independent and safe. Call us at our office at 979-764-3076. I'm Aaron Collins. And I'm a Comfort Keeper.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the equipment guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Kevin Sumlin's show tonight on the Aggie Radio Network gets underway at 7 o'clock. Wings and more on University Drive here in College Station over the Aggie Radio Network. Coach asked a question on the last show about young people, especially like Johnny Manziel, handling success.
You know, when you got a young guy having success, then you know, what are you doing to try to keep him from it all going to his head? Young guys aren't any different than old guys. You know, I watch professional athletes get paid, and it goes to their head. You have to deal with people individually, and so you know when we understand that, and I've said it before, and we talk to Johnny all the time. I tell him, you when you're a quarterback, particularly in our offense at this level, you're no different than me. You get way too much credit when you win, but you get all the blame when you lose.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin, the Kevin Sumlin Show tonight at 7. I'm Dave Saab. That's your Aggie football report.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Ray Benson, the 2011 Texan of the Year and founder of Asleep at the Wheel, is coming to the Brazos Valley. MSC Opus presents the 9-time Grammy winner in a rare solo concert, Thursday night, October the 11th in Rutter Theater.
Headed for the station with the bag on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack. Hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke in the stash. The crowd around. Democratic fella's name Max, so take me right back to the track. Jack, choo-choo.
Tickets are selling fast. Call 845-1234 or buy online at mscopus.org.
Take me right back to the track. Jack.
The Intimate Gathering Series is sponsored by Sterling Auto Group, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, and First Victoria National Bank. Don't miss Ray Benson, presented by Opus, Thursday, October the 11th in Rutter Theater. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A year and a half in the making, a proposed College Station Medical District is on Thursday's City Council agenda. Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says while the district is anchored by College Station Medical Center and the new Scott & White Hospital, much more is planned.
An area that is built around those two core anchors of the hospitals, but allow an opportunity for folks to live, work, recreate, visit in an environment centered around health and wellness, but also kind of creating a unique character and sense of place that we don't find elsewhere in the community, taking advantage of some of the natural open areas that we have and being able to reach recreation facilities up into these development areas.
The district is generally located along Rock Prairie Road from east of the new Scott & White Hospital to west of College Station Medical Center, then south along both sides of the freeway. Cowell says private investment over the next 15 to 20 years could total more than $400 million, and he says property owners will be paying back much of the $60 million the city will invest in the infrastructure, including streets and utility lines. A state investigation involving drug trafficking in and out of a home south of downtown Bryan has led to one arrest. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a traffic stop near Sims and Finfeather Friday morning led to getting a search warrant for the Jose Valencia Salida home at 30th and Sims.
As far as the marijuana, that's going to be about $750 street value in this area. And far as the cocaine, probably somewhere around $7,500.
In addition to the local charges, Salida is jailed with federal authorities' accusation of illegal immigration. One has been arrested and one is at large in a recent string of credit card thefts from employees at College Station retail stores. Authorities announced they're looking for 23-year-old Kendra Deli of Austin, while 20-year-old Christiana Egwu of Round Rock was arrested in Williamson County on Sunday. Their pictures, taken from store video, are on our website at WTAW.com. The women are accused of taking wallets belonging to store employees, then going to neighboring businesses and racking up purchases with the stolen credit cards. A Bryan couple who lost a civil lawsuit over the operation of their unlicensed care home has won a partial appeal of their case. Bill Oliver has details.
The state appeals court in Waco upheld the owners of the Rose home, Rose and Carlos Rodriguez, were negligent in the care of a patient who died. But the appeals court ruled there was insufficient evidence to support a damage award of $750,000 and ordered a new trial to determine that phase of the lawsuit. On the WTAW.com website, you can read the 12-page ruling. Meantime, Rose Rodriguez will stay in jail after she entered a plea agreement yesterday where she admitted to 10 felony crimes. Brazos County District Attorney-elect Jarvis Parsons says punishment includes up to 4 years in prison, then serving 10 years of probation.
Our position was that prison time is appropriate, and we're trying to find a good balance between getting the chance to pay back the restitution. But even when you are paying back restitution, the fact that a person is a thief doesn't mean that they should get away with their crime. So when you have this amount of deception and this amount of continued criminal conduct, there has to be something that's punitive and something that is restorative for the victims. And so that's what we're trying to accomplish.
Rodriguez was also ordered to pay restitution of more than $76,000. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW and the Chamber of Commerce have announced a pair of forums featuring candidates in the upcoming election. Next Monday night, you can ask questions of those running for state representative in districts 12 and 14 and watch them in person at the Hilton. The Monday after that, the 22nd, there will be a forum at Briarcrest Country Club. That forum will feature those running in the contested races for Bryan City Council and the school board. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Beth Milam with the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence says tonight is the annual candlelight vigil.
We often find it's a really wonderful outlet for those who have been victims in the past or are currently going through domestic violence in their life or a loved one is, and they find a certain measure of healing from it. And we provide counselors there that evening in case there's somebody they want to talk to or if they want to schedule some kind of counseling for a little bit further down the road.
For the first time, the speakers include a male survivor who grew up in a violent home but has broken the cycle as an adult. Tonight's program is in downtown Bryan at the Brazos County Administration Building starting at 7. WTOW News Time is 8:36 at 60 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today's bakery special. Enjoy taste baked from scratch. Blue Baker.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make a ton of money flipping houses right here in College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple two-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. Hi, my name is Than Merrill, and I'm the star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the College Station area who want to learn how to consistently make a lot of money per deal in your spare time without using any of your own money. College Station is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you can learn how to make a lot of money flipping houses in your spare time.
Interested candidates can get 2 free tickets to the workshop by calling 1-800-378-7138. Seating is extremely limited, so call right now to get your 2 free tickets at 1-800-378-7138. That's 1-800-378-7138.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. We've got that for you. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Clouds this morning should give way to some breaks of sunshine. The winds will pick up during the day. Temperatures will climb to about 80 to 85. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 65. Clouds during the day tomorrow. There could be an isolated shower. Highs tomorrow, 80 to 85. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Partial sun develops during the day on Thursday. The highs on Thursday, around 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let's do some trivia. 695-1620. That's it. 695. Is that right? 695-693. I just had a.
I think we're 695.
Of course we are. 695-1620. Just, I had a little doubt for a minute. Must be getting old.
It's kind of a weird day.
All right, here we go. Here's
well,
our
you're
trivia.
Almost 90.
That's right.
Kevin.
That's right. We celebrate that tomorrow at 12:30. Be sure and join us for that. Well, we're going to have a ribbon cutting. They're going to give us a ribbon to cut, and then we're going to have a cake to cut. That is
oh,
awesome.
Oh, now that is exciting.
That is really awesome. Okay. They're going to try to answer the trivia question. Yeah, see, you have to let me ask the question first. 90% of the pumpkins grown in the United States of America are raised within a 90-mile radius of this city. I don't care what the city is. Tell me what state that city is in.
Wow.
90% of the pumpkins grown in U.S. America are raised within a 90-mile radius of a city. I don't care which city it is. I mean, we'll tell you that. But which state is that city in? 695-1620. 695-1620.
Hmm.
Tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival. What's the answer?
Pennsylvania.
Nope, thanks. 695-1620.
That was my first guess.
It was a valiant guess.
It was. Hello, what's the answer?
New Mexico.
Nope. Thanks. They do grow some pumpkins out in West Texas. They do grow some pumpkins out there. 695-1620. What's the answer?
Illinois.
That's it. It's Illinois. Yay. Way to go. Very good. Who's this?
This is Thomas. Dawson.
You know that, Thomas, just generally or what?
No, I grew up there.
Oh, really? Okay. Are
That's
you?
Cool.
Did you grow up anywhere near Peoria?
I don't know. I was a kid.
Yeah, I got you. I understand. Peoria, Illinois happens to be the city. All right, Thomas, I got a pair of tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Just started. It's good for any Sunday all the way through, almost the end of November, okay?
Okay.
What do you do, Thomas?
Pest control.
All right.
Intake.
Yeah, there you go. You can go ahead and plug them. Absolutely.
Get that plug in.
Say hi to Jerry while you're there. All right. And come by Crystal Park Plaza. Got a pair of tickets for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. There you go. Peoria, Illinois is the city where within a 90-mile radius, 90% of the pumpkins are grown.
Pretty impressive.
Now, most of the time, pumpkins are, you know, used, like in Texas, to feed hogs. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Really?
That's what they do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yep.
That was one thing. When I was in England, I really missed pumpkins.
Why? What did you do with pumpkins when you were here?
Oh, I make pumpkin soup, pumpkin stuffed, I can't remember what it's called.
You lost me at pumpkin soup.
Yeah, really.
Pumpkins, you can make pumpkin soup, pumpkin pie, pumpkin bread,
There you go.
This is like Forrest Gump.
Yeah. In 2011, pumpkins were harvested from 47,000 acres from the top six states. In addition to Illinois, the next states would be California, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan.
Shrimp stew.
Ravioli, that's the word I was trying to find.
Oh, ravioli. Pumpkin stuffed ravioli.
Yeah, with a creamy sauce.
I bet you.
Little walnuts on top.
No. In the town of Morton, which is near Peoria in central Illinois, the self-proclaimed pumpkin capital of the world, Morton is the location of Libby's pumpkin processing plant.
Oh.
See, 85% of the world's pumpkins right there get processed out of that plant right there. By the way, did you know that Libby's is owned by Nestle Food Company?
Like Libby's
on the label. Yeah, no kidding. That's owned by Nestle's.
I did not know that.
Pumpkins can range in size from 1 pound to more than 1,000 pounds.
I did know.
Why would you want a 1,000 pound pumpkin? Because you know what? After they take a picture of it, what are you going to do with it?
They pay big money for them. They're contests.
Oh, you could cut it up and make a bunch of sopapillas.
That's the thing is they end up, you know, those things that the skin on those things or whatever, the shell, whatever you call it.
Would that be rind?
Yeah, that's probably. I mean, you probably need a chainsaw to cut through that.
Oh, without question.
Oh, gosh.
You know, that is just.
You're making me feel like Charlie Brown and Linus sitting out here waiting for the great pumpkin.
The great pumpkin to show up. All right, so, you know, power walking and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
You know, that power walking that people do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go in the malls, you see those old folks doing that, you know. You notice none of those people wear their caps backwards, you know? So
yes, I've noticed.
They understand exactly how caps are supposed
to
be
worn.
Yes, sir.
Walking every day can have the chance, cut in half, the chance of a risk of a stroke. But only if you step up the pace. Danish scientists found that intensity of exercise matters far more than the duration. They studied the health of 4,000 people, and they did it for 10 years. Those who went on a fast walk daily had half the chance of having a heart attack or a stroke of those who didn't. So taking the leisurely walk for an hour really pretty much doesn't do much for you, okay? If you're going to get out there and do it, then get with it. Get with it. Do the job.
Hey, I got crazy in Florida.
Yeah? Oh, great. Like, that'd be new and different.
A love ad?
What is it today?
What would you consider maybe the worst contest ever?
Beer belching.
I don't know. I thought we did that diving thing yesterday. That could be kind of bad. So
dumpster diving.
Yeah.
Cockroaches and worm eating.
What?
Cockroaches and worm eating in Deerfield Beach, Florida.
Really?
Now, here's the part where it gets interesting, because the winner wasn't playing for contest money. Oh, no. The winner of the cockroach and worm eating contest won a live python.
Really?
Yep. 32-year-old West Palm Beach, Florida, was in the contest, reportedly ate 30 cockroaches, 100 millipedes, 30 worms.
Millipedes? Don't they sting you?
Where was PETA?
I don't know.
Yeah, where's PETA?
But after he won, he started feeling a little ill.
No kidding.
And they think he had an anaphylactic reaction to cockroaches.
Really?
Man.
He's no longer with us.
He died?
Yes, he's no longer with us.
So who gets the prize money?
The runner-up, just like in Miss America.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
The store says they feel terrible about what happened. All of the participants in the contest signed a waiver accepting responsibility for whatever happened.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you want to get tested ahead of time? Of course, I don't know how you get tested for cockroaches.
Well, at least if they could feed the cockroaches for like a 48-hour period on something good like vegetables or cake or something so you
Twinkies.
Know you're not eating sewage. Or
you know what? You could just not eat cockroaches.
officials say they're pretty sure it had nothing to do with any of the bugs because no one else got sick, but he had an allergic reaction to the bugs.
Okay.
That's just crazy.
Crazy in Florida.
That's somewhere there's an attorney. Somewhere there's an attorney who's looking into this now.
Oh, of course there is.
We may not have heard the last of this.
In the 66 years since Beal Insurance was founded, this community has seen tremendous changes, and Beal Insurance has seen its share of change as well. But Orrin Beal and Andy Wynn and their excellent staff continue to uphold the customer service and professional standards they take pride in. Whether you need medical, life, home or auto, or business insurance, their goal is to be the last agency you'll ever need. Call today, 268-1500, or visit Beal. BealInsurance.com. Beal Insurance since 1946.
Well, all right, I don't know. There seems to be an indication we may actually have a cold winter this year. We'll see. You know, nonetheless, whether it's cold or not, if your windows aren't energy efficient, they're not energy efficient anytime. So that could mean during the summer, those windows could be costing you more. And again, you notice it when the cold weather, because that air is going to creep in. But give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639. Let them come out. Let them have a look at your situation, and they'll be glad to give you an estimate. And then there won't be anything else. There won't be any high-pressure sales, because Intercon has good products at fair prices, and they've been doing this for a long, long time. So they've got hundreds of satisfied customers. And they'll be glad to give you a list of those if you want to contact them. Now, Intercon is just a phone call away for you at 823-3639. Let them come out, have a look at the situation, let you know, and then you can make the decision as to what you want to do. But energy efficiency is something we're all looking for, and there are a lot of parts of that equation. But the windows are a big part, because you think about how many windows you have in your structure that you want to have energy efficient, and folks at Intercon do that. Plus, they're locally owned, and the people who work for them live right here. 823-3639, that's the number to call for Intercon.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
First Victoria Bank, Kelly Burt Dozer, Subway, Blinn College, Max Food Mart, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Elms Orthodontics, Pride Cleaners, ABC Home and Commercial Services, American Momentum Bank, St. Joseph Regional Health Center, and the String and Horn Shop.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
About 12 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. This is interesting, and the idea is pretty simple. Instead of dialing, oh, let's say, David's 10-digit number on your cell phone,
okay,
why not just dial David instead? That's the concept behind StarStarMe, which is a new mobile phone service that allows users to reserve names of up to 9 characters prefixed with 2 stars and attach that name to a phone number of their choice. In this case, Star David would be *32843. Okay?
That's cool.
Yeah, well, it is. It's kind of interesting. So, you know, I don't know if there's a future in this, but up to 2 *StarStarMe numbers can be assigned to a given phone number, and the names are available on a first-come, first-served basis, and the product is the brainchild of Zuv, which is a company with a registry of millions of such numbers. They've been monetizing them through their business, like their StarStar NFL and StarStar Weather or whatever. And now they're expanding to target consumers via StarStarMe. Right now, the only carrier offering the StarStarMe numbers for its customers is Sprint, although StarStarMe numbers can be reached through mobile phones on Verizon, T-Mobile, and AT&T as well. No special charges are incurred by calling a StarStarMe number.
I wouldn't want to change my number, but if I was going to get a new number, I'd look into that.
That's, well, again, there may be some market. And the one thing I don't see here is what it costs. So not exactly sure about that. So we'll see. All right, so now, being one of the cool kids can lead to children being happier and healthier than their peers. A study of more than 300 kindergarten children found those who were in subordinate social position were more likely to develop problematic behavior, be depressed, and perform poorly at school. But researchers found how the children responded to their low social status could also depend on how well-off their families happened to be. So, in other words, just remember, your child is a bright, glowing dandelion. And the rest of the kids are just nothing, okay?
They're just weeds.
Make sure that you tell them that. Well, and again, we had the story the other day. Now, what used to be helicopter pilot parents, you know, where they hover, they make sure everything's fine, have become lawnmower parents. Pretty much they mow down everything in front of their kids so that they don't have any problems, no matter what the situation is.
And just because they've just come out with a study about some kids are cool and some are not, and the ones who are not are less happy, well, for human beings have been around for how many thousands of years? I'm sure we've always had cool and uncool kids, and somehow we've managed to survive.
Those cool Neanderthal kids. Remember the cool Neanderthal kids?
Yeah, kid that could, you know, spear a fish cooler
exactly.
than his friend.
Yeah, he could throw a rock farther than the other kid. Yeah, he was cool. He was cool back then. But that's the other deal, though. And we've been through this, okay? We've been through that thing where you go to your 10-year high school reunion or whatever. You know, that's the one where you're still trying to impress people.
Oh.
You
know,
you get to your 30th, you're going, hey, whatever. You
know? Pretty much.
Yeah. All those people who you really thought were important end up being, yeah, maybe not so much.
I think part of our issues come because we don't have a really deep-suited identity. We don't, it's like people, we've lost our feeling of self-worth and value from things other than your peers' opinion.
Oh, sure. Well, there was a movie that was made by some British filmmakers called Seven Up. And they started with these kids at the age of 7. And they interviewed them, I think, every 7 years. So they did 7 Up, 14 Up, 21 Up, 28 Up, 38 Up. And you could see how they changed, how they developed. And again, it becomes their definition of themselves as opposed to what that kid who had a locker next to you or a desk next to you thought. But again, when you're that age, you think that stuff's really important. You find out later on. Not so much.
No.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. How important is it to find and obey the one true gospel? Are we not all going to the same place, just by different paths? What does the Bible say? In John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by me. Notice that he doesn't say one of the ways. He instead says, the way. This tells us that there is only one way. In Matthew 7:13, Jesus says, Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Notice that he doesn't say that we are all going to find the gate that leads to life. He clearly states that few will find it. In Galatians 1:9, the Apostle Paul writes, If any man preaches any other gospel unto you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. Friends, there are many teachings out there, but Jesus tells us there is only one narrow path that leads to life. Study the Bible yourself to find out if you're on that path. Thank you for listening. This has been the Bible Minute.
Remember the old Lay's potato chip commercials? I bet you can't eat just one. Start with just one, and then another, and another, and heck, you just couldn't stop. I'm Sandy from Douglas Jewelers, and we'll make you a similar kind of bet. When you surprise her with a piece of our jewelry wrapped so pretty in one of our jewelry boxes, when she opens it and sees what you got her, well, we bet she can't kiss you just once. Come see us. She loves our fine jewelry. You love her kisses. We bet you're both going to be happy.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where 2Video comes in. They convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes. 2Video is a local company, and you can find them online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's about 5 minutes till. So, Peter Gabriel, if you're familiar with him, you know, ever heard his song called In Your Eyes? Probably so. Okay, if you've heard In Your Eyes, you probably think of John Cusack is holding up the boombox over his head and was that Say Anything?
Say Anything,
right,
absolutely.
Okay. Well, fantasy became reality on Saturday night. Peter's doing a sold-out concert at the Hollywood Bowl as the song kicks off. Out walks John Cusack holding a boombox.
Oh, my gosh.
Peter introduced him and put the radio down that he did the song.
We know somebody that was there.
Oh, do we?
Priscilla from The Chamber.
Oh, yeah?
So that's like one of her favorite bands, and they went specifically out to see that show.
Is that the only gig they're doing? Do we know? Or they just decided, hey, we'd do that too, right?
I don't know.
Well, the next time we see her, we'll have to ask her about that. Okay. She may be in next week, as a matter of fact. So we'll see how that
Claude
works out for
Dobler.
You. Claude Dobler.
That was the John Cusack's character.
Oh,
that was holding
oh,
the boom
okay.
Out.
What
okay.
A name.
I got you. Gee, yeah. All right, so here you go. People who want a medical solution to losing fat but don't want to undergo the liposuction.
Yes, please.
Maybe a glimmer of hope for you. New research out of the Ohio State University. Researchers have concocted an injection that burns targeted fat deposits in the neck and stomach areas.
Really?
Neck? Is a fat neck a big problem? I don't know. Anyway.
That's people that have double chins.
Ah, there you go. The shot is full of genetically modified heat-producing fatty cells that have been extracted from mice. Go mice. Go mice. Go mice. When the body is inundated with these cells, it turns excess calories into heat, rather than fat. Does that mean you get a sunburn from the inside out? How would that work?
Ew.
I mean, think about it. If it's generating heat. So if you wanted
it's
to remove
UV, it's heat.
Yeah. So if you want to remove a small amount of fat under your face, say, here you go, like the double chin or in your arms or your legs or whatever.
Now, I would be thinking bingo wings.
What's that?
What it's under your arm when they reach up their hand at bingo. It's a flappy part under your
turkey waddle.
Bingo wings.
Wow. I'm doing a show with two people who are really insensitive. Bingo wings?
Or that's what they call them in England. I think here they call them turkey wings.
Wow.
I
didn't know there was a name for it,
God
though.
God forbid that one of the three of us, not had, being you, being yeah. the insensitive one.
Yeah, I know, really. How could that be? So if you wanted to remove the small amount of fat under your face, like the double chin or your arms, then you get a single injection. Testing the shot on mice, the researchers found that overfed mice lost up to 10% of their body weight. This could go badly. I could just see this. Okay.
Reminds me of the Smallville episode where that cheerleader sucks fat out of people.
10% of the body weight. That can be a lot, especially for humans.
No kidding.
Especially for U.S. Americans.
That's kind of dangerous.
Yep. I know, for a lot of U.S. Americans, that's just a small percentage.
That's true. It's like a drop in the ocean. If trials on fat dogs go well later this year, the scientists hope to explore the possibility of turning their findings into treatment for humans.
That will be a billion and billions.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be Carl Sagan big money.
Now it's time to invest. Now you can eat anything you want because they'll be able to inject you with hot cells later and you won't be as fat.
Yep.
Okay, who's going to take care of the loose skin, though? Just saying. Okay, just saying.
That's the follow-up.
Because once you do that, you know, there's going to be loose skin and you're still not going to look good in a two-piece. So...
I don't know if you would ever look in a two-piece, Scott.
I'm just saying, yeah, right, well, I wouldn't, yes. But anyway, so somebody needs to tell them that ahead of time to say, all right, let me see on this date in history. In 1888, the Washington Monument officially opened to the general public. What, up until then only the members of Congress could go in, VIPs maybe? 1917, Clarence Saunders patented the first self-service grocery store. He called his store, do you know? Piggly Wiggly.
No kidding.
That's right. That was the first. I guess up until then, you'd go in and you'd ask the storekeeper, and they'd have to wander around the store and find what you were looking for. Right?
I'll be darned.
Or is behind the counter.
Now, I think Bill Oliver has a picture of the first Piggly Wiggly on the Facebook.
Does he?
Yeah. Bill Oliver, my news partner.
Is that
or
right?
Or my news chief, I should say.